participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop on the run.
Stop on the run. Hi, welcome to our show.
Stop on the run.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Go F yourself, douchebag.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I know that his group is not here to greet him with the daily Sieg Heil.
Now, this doesn't mean you're going to say it again, are you?
Let me simply ask Rob something that he mentioned down in the diner.
Yes.
Rob, the word dude originally comes from Germany, right?
Yes, it's a German word. It comes from Dudenkopf, which means, and I swear this is true, lazy fellow. Dudenkopf.
Yes, Rob does a lot of research when we're off the air.
Lots of German research. And that's why I'm just going to just very quickly say, Sieg Heil.
Oh, no!
You snuck it in there.
I just let Rob out. I forgot.
Rob, come back in, please. Hey, Rob, let him back in.
There he is.
Thank you. I don't like it out there. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Othello and all the ships at sea. Please enjoy their swollen, foul-smelling, pus-oozing program, rich with a golden brown crust. Here's Cotton Pickett, Don Geronimo, and Juan O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show on a brand new episode for you on a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Make it March 6th.
Right.
Phone numbers from anywhere in America. Call the show at 877-365-3636. From Washington, D.C. on radio station WJFK. Your number is 202-432-1067. And right here in New York, WNEW 877-692-1027. We have a large show for you. I promise we're going to get to the rest of the transvestite mail today.
Excellent.
We left you yesterday with the guy.
He'd infected his sack.
His scrote.
Right.
He was trying to infect himself. He was trying to castrate himself. I know a lot of people are interested in how the story ends.
Yeah, and if you're going to do that, always use dental floss.
I promise we'll get to that. Plus, we've got Gary Condit news. We've got Jason Williams news. We've got news about the contest tomorrow, the What You Got In There contest.
Very good.
Your telephone calls. All of this heavy. We're bowling tonight. For God's sakes, the Don and Mike gutter balls.
We're going to be down at Chelsea Piers tonight.
Yeah, want to see true embarrassment? Watch the Don and Mike gutter balls. And incidentally, Today Show, bowling on the Today Show today. They were bowling with shirts and everything.
Yeah, you know, even though that show, Ed, takes place in a bowling alley, I still think that counts as stealing our idea.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Today Show.
Boy, that Ann Curry, she can bowl.
Did you see? I'm amazed she can hold the bowling ball in her hand.
I like Roker, though. I like Roker tackling everybody.
Bowling, we got a bowling team here on the show. Did me, Don, him, Mike, Buzz, Rob, and Lisa, we all bowl. Right. Tonight, watches your fighting gutter balls turn eight shades of crimson as we take on the Red Storm, which I always thought was about a girl's privacy when she was having her special time.
So did I.
When Aunt Flo is coming to visit. The Red Storm, that's tonight at Chelsea Piers. Red Storm, that team is three pros and the current national amateur bowling champion.
Oh, dear. Open to the public?
Yes. Check out stormbowling.com. We'll see you at the Piers tonight. Love to meet you. Have a drink with you.
Very good.
The password now is 2000 handicap.
Yeah, we're going to get our asses kicked. If you want to see us get severely beaten by this other bowling team, come on down to Chelsea Piers right in Manhattan.
If they spot us 2000 pins, we can bowl a negative 500 and still tie.
Toodaloo, asses. See you tonight.
Hello. I don't think I've ever been this jacked to come to work.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Hey, it's Gabe, your number one fan.
It's Gabe.
How's it going?
I'm well, and you?
Good. I just wanted to call and say keep up the great work.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
You know, Gabe, you didn't even give me a chance today to introduce everybody's face. He's on the cover of this month's High Times magazine.
Yes, he is.
Our friend, Radio's Guy Birdley. There he is.
Read my column.
Don. Think how exciting it would have been for me to say hi to Buzz first, though, or how exciting it was.
Yeah, well, all right, Gabe, you got it.
All right.
Okay, today you enjoy it. Thank you, my friend.
All right, good for you.
Good day to you, later. Sir. Okay, now, let's start the show. We're going to start the show by talking about some behind-the-scenes stuff, so bear with us for a second.
Yeah, it's been quite a... quite a scene around here for the last few days.
And let me just say that, first off, I think the whole thing is ridiculous and juvenile, but we're going to address it now. Can I have the appropriate music, please? Joe, thank you.
There it is. The whole thing is ridiculous and juvenile, and of course, for the better part of 16 years, we've been referred to as ridiculous and juvenile, so we can dive right in.
For the last 4 days, and now I know a lot of the stations that we're on don't carry the Opie and Anthony show, but certainly some of the big ones do.
Yes.
And for the last 4 days, at least the last 4 days, they've been dogging us pretty good. And we kidded about it back and forth, you know, for saying, wow, they burned our ass. And we're getting lots of calls that we're having to dump out on, you know, because people are saying, how come you're not fighting back? Well, first off, this whole thought of having a radio war we think is stupid, but we were doing what we had been instructed to by management. And I heard ONA's show yesterday, the beginning part, before they were pulled off to go into one of these meetings that we have to go to all the time. And one of their bitches was that I believe in some way Ken Chiasano has led them to believe that that we have instructed that our names be deleted and they not be allowed to talk about us. Let me say, for the record, Opie and Anthony, you want to spend 4 hours a day talking about us? Be my guest.
No, it should be pointed out that this whole deal is the result of Ken saying, hey, listen, I believe the words he used, take the high road. Don't talk about them, and so that's why we handled it the way we handled it.
The last 4 days, and let me also say this, that I don't know what's going on in the minds of Opie and Anthony as far as this show.
Right.
They've alluded to some stuff that, color me guilty that I know that they hate us, and let's face it, we're not gigantic fans of theirs. But
no, and that's probably never going to happen, and that's fine. We're fine with that.
We're on many radio stations, though, where, in fact, the concept has been that you're going to sell this as a package where it's Stern, us, and them. At one point, I went to Ken, and I said, listen, why don't you just get a sit-down with you and me and Opie, just outside the radio station, nothing formal, just go down to the Brooklyn Diner, and we'll see, you know, if we all agree to disagree that we can't work things out and try to work as a team. I was turned down on that offer.
Yeah, and it should be pointed out, you weren't trying to be buddy-buddy with anybody. I mean, the attitude that our show has had all along is that if we're going to have this supposed network, that, we coexist. And, you know, it doesn't have to be in total harmony, but we just coexist. And so the infighting, which we've never felt is very productive, should be kept to a minimum. And that's our attitude about the whole thing.
You know, again, color me guilty. I look at the whole thing like the Oakland Raiders. You know, there was a team that hated each other, but they got together and played together. And that's not going to be the way it is here on NEW or YSP or JFK. And that's fine.
You know, here's the deal. It was made very clear, the parts that I heard, it was made very clear that
this is ridiculous that we're getting on the air and explaining this.
Well, it's got to be explained because we have been told not to talk about it for 3 days, and now we finally have a chance.
4 days.
4 days to finally clear the air. And the deal is this. I don't care whether I'm friends with Opie and Anthony. As a matter of fact, I have never had a strong desire to be friends with Opie and Anthony, but you know, as far as a business relationship, I was fine with that because we all work in the same building.
Here's the thing. This is where I think Opie and Anthony need to talk to Ken Chiasano.
I love that new name for him.
That I think that they were led to believe by Ken that we had gone in there crying, saying, oh, don't let them mention our names and don't let them talk about us, when in fact The opposite is true, that Ken came to us and said,
don't respond to it. I will deal with this situation. And we said, all right, fine.
And he said, if you get a call on your show that mentions Opie and Anthony's name, delete it out, or I'll have it deleted out. Now, I never at any point thought that Opie and Anthony went crying to Ken saying, oh, yeah, have Don and Mike delete out our names on the show. But they should know that we never asked for it. And I don't think they ever asked for it. And I'm tired of the crap. I'm tired of this junk that keeps going on around here. You know, Ken, and we're dumb for doing what Ken Chiasano and Jeremy Kingston, the managers at this station, have told us to do.
The biggest mistake that we made during this entire deal was to do what Ken told us to do. That was as stupid as it gets. Because you know what? The first day it happened, we should have come in here and we should have, you know, reacted the way we would normally react. Is it a big deal? No, frankly, it's not a big deal at all. But you always respond. We've always responded throughout our careers. If somebody's going to be talking about us, if somebody's going to be slamming us, we're going to defend ourselves. And you know what? We weren't given that opportunity. We weren't given that opportunity because we were told by Ken Stevens, hey, listen, don't say anything.
And we were told that it was under contract. We were told, listen, you guys say anything, we're going to consider it slanderous.
Yeah, that was yesterday where we basically were told, you know, if you say anything, that's, you know, that's grounds for being fired.
Fine. You know, at which point, I mean, frankly, I wouldn't mind being fired, okay? I just want to say that, too, and I brought that up to Ken today. And
wait,
again,
it has been so ludicrous around here. It has been so incredible. You know, I don't know what Opie and Anthony have been told by management, but if it's anything like we've been told, I mean, I can, as much as I don't like what they say about us, I can understand they'd be pissed off. Because, I mean, this whole thing has been, I would love to blame Opie and Anthony about this, but I can't. This is management telling people to do stuff and then not following through on things, and it's ridiculous.
They're playing us against each other.
They really are.
And, you know, listen, and all this stuff that Opie's talking about, a lead-in, you need a lead-in, listen, Christ, Opie, for 7 years on WJFK, we had a lead-in known as G. Gordon Liddy, and we might as well have had a dead man sitting in front of a microphone, okay? We had no lead-in. If your show is good, your audience is going to find you.
Well, I think what I heard them say yesterday is they're the island, they will be the island unto themselves, and we can live with that 100%.
We're on our own island as well.
Absolutely, and you know, when you do a show like this, when you do a show like theirs, when you do a show like Howard's, you have an island. You have to be an island unto yourself. There will be people that listen to our show that don't listen to theirs, and vice versa. There will be people that listen to Howard and don't listen to us and don't listen to Opie and Anthony. That's going to happen, but we got to do what we got
to
do.
It just got to be told for the record. We never went to anybody to say, don't talk about us, delete out messages of us on the air, don't refer to us. We never said that.
We were told
to do it for them.
And the words that were used, take the high road, don't talk about it, let me handle it.
Delete it out.
Because we said, hey, you know, we got people that are getting on the air, they're talking about our show, and they're slamming our show. We want to defend ourselves. And the fact is, we said, no, let me handle it. Well handled, Ken.
Take the high road. Listen, delete it out, and if you won't delete it out, I'm going to have it dumped out. Listen, I'm going to get with them, and I'm going to handle this. Well, bull ass.
Well, you know, now I believe we have finally learned a valuable lesson, and I am much more comfortable doing this than I am going along with management's wishes.
No, listen.
I mean, this is just an absolute BS environment to be working in and to have to try to function when you got you're handcuffed, and you know,
so
it's ridiculous.
It's stupid. It's
I have no idea where all this BS comes from in the first place.
I don't know why they hate us. You know, I don't know why they hate us. And frankly, if Opie and Anthony ever want to discuss this, and I went behind the scenes and asked for, yeah, you know, color me guilty. I went behind the scenes and I said, hey, Ken, why don't you set something up with you and me and Opie?
No, to have a sit down to talk about this supposed network that was explained to us when we made the move to middays for that reason.
Man to man. But I was turned down. That's fine. You know, whatever. Opie and Anthony, anytime you ever want to come on this show, And we're on before you. We're here up in New York every other week. We know you guys are in the building. Anytime you want to come in here and you want to discuss any of this, open forum.
Absolutely.
Come on in.
Absolutely.
Come on in. You know, I mean...
That is an open-door policy. They can come in here any time they want.
That ain't a threat. That's just a fact.
No,
you know,
I think that they've made themselves very clear where they stand. We haven't necessarily always made ourselves clear on where we stand, but the fact is...
I think people know where we stand.
Well, at this point, I mean, how could you not stand anywhere else? If they want to come in here and talk about everything, they can talk about anything. They can talk about anything they want to talk about. They can talk about us. They can talk about why they don't like us. It does not matter.
All I know,
perfectly fine.
All I know is that I'm tired of getting off the air and have people say to me in the building, wow, you hear O&A today? Jesus, wow. They're screaming that that you guys are yelling that you don't want your names announced on the air. That's bull. That's 100% bull. I swear on my kid's life, it's 100% bull. Go talk to your friend Ken Chiasano.
Yeah, we were told by Ken
about that one.
We were told, don't say anything, let me handle it, because we basically wanted to deal with this as soon as it happened.
I don't know if you listened to the show over the last couple of days. You've heard we would get a call, someone would call and say, hey, wow, what's the deal with Opie and Anthony? They're really calling you guys out. And those calls would be deleted. Those calls would be deleted. It's not me hitting the button. I got no delete button up here at NEW.
Let me make it real clear to everybody listening to this program. If you think for one second that the Don and Mike Show has a problem with another radio show hating us, we've been doing this for 16 years, and there have been more radio shows that have hated us, including Howard. When we signed on in Washington, Howard did an hour on us, talking about how he hated, once again, there's that name again, Ken Stevens. Have we handled it? Absolutely, we've handled it. We will handle it again. It is fine. The fact of the matter is, we made a mistake. We did what management wanted us to do.
Yeah, and I should point out, we did it when they ordered us to, because they said it was in our contract. Well, everything that I'm saying right now... Okay, you can turn off the soap opera music now. Okay, that's thank you. That's everything I'm saying now, you should know that I went in, and how ridiculous is this? I sat down with Ken Chiasano and said, I am going to say on the air today, we've never asked for the gag order. And he said, right, that was him. I said, great, I'm going to say that. I'm also going to say that I asked Opie for a sit-down because, hey, excuse me.
No, you did. I mean,
we're kind of in this thing together. I understand you don't want to deal with me. That's okay. But at least I want it out there that I am.
Absolutely.
Number three, they don't like our show. We don't like theirs. That's fine. But we're going to be on the same radio stations. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it would be real easy. And honest to God, I mean, this is where maybe some of the high road still exists. I mean, it would be fine. And they have made veiled references to what they don't like about our show. We could do the same thing, but I think at this stage of the game, it's very, very important for us to clear the air and make very clear why we did what we did, why we did not answer this crap when it first started.
Because, you know what this is about? Mike and I got a contract that's up very shortly here, and it's like an athlete's contract where all the real money is in the back end
right. In
the last couple of years. We don't want to be fired. Okay, I didn't work for this company for 10 years to finally get the biggest, and I'm sorry, that's what it's about, to get the biggest payday of my life when my kid's going to go to college, and that's going to cost me on team hundreds of thousands of dollars, to get fired over having a stupid fight with Opie and Anthony, of which I don't know why we're having a stupid fight with them to begin with.
You know, one of the other reasons why we paid attention to management.
This is ridiculous.
Why we paid attention to management and why we made the mistake of paying attention to management is because I think you and I both have the same attitude that when you're fighting across the street, when you're laying into somebody across the street, somebody at another radio station in the same market.
Scott Shannon, Jack Diamond.
Man, that is productive. I don't necessarily think that when you are in fighting, just like I didn't think, I think when we signed on in Washington and when Howard was talking about us, I didn't think that was productive. But you do get to a point where you have to defend yourself, but I still don't think it's productive. And I think it's stupid, and I think it's petty, and I think it's BS. And I think if you don't like our show and we don't like your show, well, that's perfectly all right. I think that we can coexist in that environment. What we tried to do was, you know, move forward and get by this situation. But you do have to answer that. I mean, the listeners to this radio station and in Philadelphia and in Washington, you're not idiots. You hear one show saying something and another show kind of like making a veiled reference to it.
Bending over.
I mean, which we were. It's BS. It's BS for people that love this show, and it's BS for people that love the other show, too.
So we're tired of it. We're just tired. I'm not here. Hey, listen, Opie, Anthony, you want to spend 4 hours every day ragging on this show, be my guest. Because we got, frankly, we got other things to talk about than you guys or all the crap that's going on. We just want to do a show. But we wanted it out on the record.
Yeah, when you talk about, you know, I've heard comments about, you know, keeping it real, talking about the truth. We are more than capable of doing that, too.
And that is...
We have done that during our careers as well.
The truth is, you should go talk to your friend, Ken Cipassano. And I gave Opie and Anthony the benefit of the doubt that I wish they would have given us. That when their name was being deleted off our show...
Which it was again and again and again.
I knew that that wasn't coming from them. I knew that was coming from Ken Cipassano down the hallway. Okay? I knew that. Well, that's not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen anymore.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is, you know, where it comes from, I don't care anymore. Where this attitude that has happened on their show, it doesn't mean anything to me. You know, I've tried to examine it from many different angles. I got a lot of theories. I'm not going to waste people's time. At this point...
I'll tell you, it's at the top. This is, without a doubt, WADW is the worst managed radio station.
There is no leadership.
I've worked at 28 radio stations. It's the worst managed radio station I've ever worked at in my life.
There is no leadership here at all. And you know, the fact
and
of the matter
fine. And all the shows on the station are going to be on their own island.
And I like
that's
your
okay.
I like your analogy when you're talking about a team. You're talking about many successful teams in a variety of sports that have had teammates that hate each other's guts, but they win. And you know, I hope that's one of those teams. I really do. I hope it works out. And everybody's,
you know,
got their theories as to how to
anybody
do it.
Can goof on us, but our thought is that in Philadelphia, in D.C., in New York, there are hundreds of other radio stations. Why waste our time ragging on Opie and Anthony or Pharrell or the Sports Junkies or Cousin Ed? I'd rather go against the other people. And I said to Ken today, and it was great, our meeting with Ken today, he was sitting there screaming at us, and we're screaming at him, and what I'm doing is I'm going in with a piece of paper, and I'm saying, I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna say.
Yeah, because we wanted to address the main subject that our listeners were wondering about.
I want it known that we never asked for the gag order, that it was you. And he sits there and he goes, okay. And we're going through all of this, and Ken, at this point, he's saying to us, okay, here's what you guys could think about me. First, you could think I'm an out-and-out liar, or you could think that, well, maybe I've promised some things that haven't come true, or maybe you could think that I'm a bad manager, or maybe you could think I'm weak and that I say things and I'm not always able to back
them up. Where's the all-of-the-above answer?
And at that point, I brought up the Raiders analogy to him, and I said, I don't know if you're familiar with the Oakland Raiders, but they're a team that everybody on the team hated each other, yet John Madden was such a great coach. John Madden was able to get the players together to say, listen, I don't care if you hate each other. You're playing for the Raiders. Just go out there and do your jobs. And then that's when Ken got pissed. And Ken said, okay. He went, no, and it was with Raiders where he said, okay, I'm not John Madden. Okay, I'm a bad, and this was a quote, I'm a bad manager, but I'm tired of taking your ass now.
Yeah.
I'm tired of taking your ass.
He's a man under pressure.
Yeah.
His eyes were glassy.
Extreme pressure.
And it's funny when you know, I was really, really looking forward once we made the decision that, you know, we were going to deal with this.
Oh, because I got to tell you.
I was so jacked to come in here.
The other thought from Ken last night, more great leadership, and thank God we've decided to abandon this. I'm talking to him last night, and he calls me up after he gets done with the meeting with Opie and Anthony, and he says, okay, I got it all worked out. I said, well, you know, great. What's the deal? And he said, well, we're going to have a meeting about it tomorrow. And I said, oh, no more meetings. We're just going to go on the air and tell the truth. And then he says to me, you know what I think a good idea would be? For you guys just to take a day off tomorrow.
Can you imagine? Could we be any bigger pussies
if we weren't here today?
Than if we did not show up for work after the crap that's been on this radio station about us?
However, I'd like to point out that once again, there's the leadership
Jesus Christ.
Of Ken Cipassano.
Just take the day.
Yeah, right. Take a day off. You know, you've been trashed for 4 days by Opie and Anthony. It's finally decided that, okay, you're going to be able to say, at least tell your side of the story.
But why don't you take a day off first? Now, why the F would we want to take a day off?
It's amazing. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
This place is cuckoo.
It is totally.
I'm telling you, this is a nutty friggin' radio station.
It defies any kind of description of any radio station you or I have ever worked at. I've never seen anything really like it. It's amazing.
You know the motto here at WNEW, duck and cover.
Yeah. Whoa, incoming. Watch out. Air talent.
So what you got is all the shows that are on an island, and that's fine. We're fine on our island, Opie. They have dinner on their island. You know, talk about
us. Hey, Pharrell, save me one of those bottles of scotch. I'm going to drink that after I get off the air today.
Talk about us as much as you want. We don't care. We've never cared. All we've ever said is, hey, maybe we can get together. Maybe we can work as a team.
Yeah, the idea of this whole thing was presented to us as a network. You know, that we would be kind of sold as a block, and with that thinking, that if you are part of that, that there would be a cohesiveness between the shows. It's not going to happen.
That at least you'd have the uneasy cohesiveness that we have had with Howard for over 10 years.
Absolutely.
Who, incidentally, we hate, and we are pretty sure hates us.
Of course. You know what? The nature of this business... Any shows that are successful that do this kind of radio, you're going to hate the other guys that do the same thing.
Yeah.
If you don't, there's something wrong with you. And, you know, we tried, but it's not possible.
We tried our damned.
No, you know.
But we're such idiots. Why did we listen? Well, I know why we listened. Because we listened because Ken said, I'm looking at your contract now.
Right.
And if you don't do this, I'm going to fire you. And you're not going to be able to work for 17 months, and you're not going to be paid.
You know, the thing is, that was the mistake we made. Listening to management, ignoring the natural selection process, which means that the alpha males are going to fight with each other. Right. That's going to happen. That's a natural series of events. We accept that. That's the way it's going to be. Are you going to hear us doing 4 hours on Opie and Anthony?
No.
It's not going to happen.
This is it. This is what we're saying. But we're just getting the facts out there. We never went to Ken, went to Fareed, went to Mel, went to anybody to bitch about Opie and Anthony. Never. Not once.
We were told by management after the, I believe it was the Thursday show last week.
Yeah, when Opie went off on us for an hour.
When he did the whole thing with the 18 minutes and then led into the whole thing about, you know, Philadelphia and all this. After that, we said, hey, you know, we're gonna deal with this. And they said,
No,
take the high road.
Take the high road, guys. And then when we said we didn't want to take the high road, it was, well, you know what? It's going to be dumped out. I just heard you take a drink. It's an LA Mike.
Thank you. It's my big golf thing. You know, it's amazing what you.
You know, we hear again that. Well, you know what? Then it's going to be dumped out. Yeah. That any Opie and Anthony mention on your show is going to be dumped out. Well, now I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't think that they went in crying about that. I'm sure they didn't. That's Ken Chiasano, who is unable to be honest with us or with them or with Mel or with anybody in this company.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Welcome to the soap opera that is working for Infinity Broadcasting.
Unbelievable,
and
but true.
Now that we've said it,
I think we've covered everything.
That's it.
And you know what?
All we wanted to say 4 days ago. All we wanted to say 6 months ago.
But you know what? And I'm going to say this. This is not a threat. This is not a warning. But I'll tell you something right now. There are many things that we could say. We have kind of scratched the surface on a lot of this stuff. But frankly, I like to do an entertaining program, and you can entertain with a bit of this, but if you go over the top with it, it loses its interest, it loses its entertainment value, and that's where we're at right now. You know, I frankly think we're still taking the high road. That's the way I look at it, but we're telling the truth.
Yeah, and you're right, and we know because we've been there before. We've spent 4 hours screaming about something that pissed us off, and frankly, we get the stuff from listeners and they go, shut the F up.
I really, really hope that everybody listening to this show right now is aware of what petty, mean, snake-like sons of bitches we really are. Because you know something? We've been in this business a long time and had a lot of wars. And you know, I like to do radio that's entertaining. But are we capable of defending ourselves? Most definitely.
Yeah, but you know what?
Don't for a second think that we can't defend ourselves.
But it gets to a point when really, you know, like I was telling Mike, Jesus Christ, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too old for this ass. It's It's just...
It is bull.
It's beneath me.
I almost said the S word there.
It's just... It's beneath me.
It is really...
I'm tired of every day coming and going, oh, my God, did you hear what they said about you today? And then I go back to Ken and I go, hey, Ken, what's the deal? And he's like, oh, listen, I'm handling this. You guys... You be the stand-up guys. You be the company guy. Well, you know what? The company can kiss my ass.
Well, you know, also, the way it's been my experience, the best way to handle this is you asked before if, you know, if O&A want to come in here and say whatever the hell they want to do, they're more than welcome to do so.
They got an open forum.
They really do. And, you know, and the same goes true for the hallway. And I'm sorry, I'm going to mention the hallway, too, where there's no contact between the two shows whatsoever. You know, that I believe that there's been some other entranceway devised for O&A to get to the studio. And frankly, I'd like to, I'd love to have the contact. Are we going to be friends? I doubt that. I don't think that's possible. I don't think that's possible because of the nature of the two shows. But the fact is, I'd welcome contact. I would absolutely welcome contact to just, you know, say it. Say it to our faces. Say it mano a mano and be done with it. And that's fine. And if you want to keep it going, we can deal with that, too. We can deal with whatever comes up. I mean, that's the way we've done it for our entire career.
I think what's in the best interest of our show, of our island, is just to do a show. And, you know, the show will either rise or fall on its own merits.
I'd rather
not tie myself down with fighting with disc jockeys, especially disc jockeys who are working at stations that I'm working
at. That's the most important point, working at the stations that you're working at. I mean, that's where it gets very, very awkward. It's one thing if they're on the radio station and you know, most of the time are at another facility. But when you're in the same building, it's too weird, man. It is the weirdest goddamn atmosphere that I've ever experienced in my career.
And I just want to say to Ken and Jeremy, thanks.
Hey, guys.
You know, you guys.
Leadership, baby.
You guys, let me just say, the best.
Incredible leadership.
Once again, you're the best. Ken, you've handled this situation like every situation that we've ever been through before with you. You stick your head in the sand like a goddamn ostrich and pray that it goes away.
Jeremy, if I see you walking down the hallway today like you did yesterday and you go, hello, how are you today? I will throw you in the effing trash can. I will put your skinny ass in the trash can. I will turn it upside down, and I hope that there is snot at the bottom of the trash can, because I will rub your head in it.
Snot running down his nose.
I got that yesterday when we're dealing with all this BS, and Jeremy comes bopping around the corner with his thrift shop black sweater.
He's the happiest, because you know what? He's the manipulator of this. He's the puppeteer. He's the puppeteer of all of this. That there's a part of him that's always wanted this whole underbelly of rebellion between all the shows.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I mean, now it's out there. Now we've explained it. I think we've covered everything.
That's it. That's all we wanted to say. Okay? We never asked for a name to be dumped out. Say our name as much as you want. O&A, you want to come in. You want to be on the show. You want to yell. You want to scream. You want to have it out. That's fine. You don't? That's fine. You want to rag on us every day?
I'm leaving after the show, though. I'm not doing I'm not going to hang around if we get the same invite. All right?
No,
I am not doing that. I am leaving at the end of the day. I am leaving this S-hole.
Today we're going...
Yes, Rob, I am going for a cocktail.
We are all going to have a big, big cocktail at the end of today's show.
I will tell anyone that is planning to come and see us bowl tonight, you might be in for a legitimate treat.
Yeah, because we're going to be bombed off our ass.
Please, because after this show...
And we're putting it all on the corporate credit card.
301.
To make Ken Chiasano pay for it.
301. Alcohol will be crossing my lips. If it's not before the end of today's show.
301, I thought that was a brand, but I guess you're saying a time.
There's only one brand.
Oh, Jameson's.
Thank you.
Jameson's.
Thank you. And, you know, really, frankly,
yes.
I know Pharrell drinks this stuff, but, you know, the people at Jameson's, hello, could use a little spiff here.
Oh,
thank you very
on.
Much. I'm sorry. If you can't rave out and have an opportunity to get some free alcohol, why not?
All right, so that's where we stand. Sorry, sorry to drag the show down to this crap, but it just had to be said today,
right.
And I'm glad we said it, and now let's move on.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's move on.
I enjoy this, though. There is a part of me, and I know there's you mentioned that, you've been doing this a long time, and it's kind of petty, but just a little bit of it's fun.
It's
a little fun.
If nothing else, what's fun is getting the truth out there.
Yeah, and it's a blessed relief.
Just to get the truth out, because in the last 4 days, I mean, you know, Christ, I went home on Thursday, and my wife said, I think I told somebody, this is how pathetic Ken has made me feel over this. You ever seen the movie Rocky?
Sure.
All right, now,
of course.
You know, she's in the hospital, right? That little Chihuahua dog that he's married to.
Talia Shire.
Yeah,
Talia Shire.
And he's not going to box because, I guess, I don't know. She's got the... She got the lump on or something Something's wrong with her, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, he won't fight because he wants to be there by her. And then she turns to him and she says...
Yes.
She says... Fight, Rocky. Fight.
Okay, Adrian.
So I get home.
Where's my bulldog?
I get home on Thursday afternoon, and my wife heard the, you know, Opie and Anthony hour-long rave out about us. And my wife says to me, why don't you just get on the air and say what they're saying is not true? And I said, because management has told me not to. And then she said, why are you listening to them? And I said, because they're going to fire me. They're going to take our money away. You know, and then she finally said, and I thought I'd never hear my wife say this.
Right.
She said to me today when I said that we're going to go on there, she said, I'm going to call the decorator. I'm going to put the plans for the addition for my in-laws. I'm going to put them on hold.
Put them on hold.
Wow.
Because you don't know. I mean, there's heavy, heavy stuff that has been laid on our table the last couple of days. Heavy stuff like contract stuff. Like stuff, you know, I forgot the wording because it's a lot of legalese as far as subordination.
Subversive.
Subversive, you know, this kind of crap. And we're, you know, we don't know which way's coming or going. And then we'll sit there and go, well, okay, Mr. Chipasano, we'll adhere to your wishes.
All right, John Madden, you got it.
And then we come in and we hear that the other show's not doing it. So what the hell are we going to do? Sit on our hands the whole time?
No. Be like Buzz when he's cold? Faggot Buzz? Sorry, Buzz. Sorry, Buzz.
Are you sorry?
No, Buzz. Yes, I am sorry.
And not to mention
you're no faggot.
And not to mention our supporting players that have been dealing with this, too. Yeah. Rob and Buzz and Lisa.
Okay.
Who have been dealing with you and in particular me.
Enough.
All right.
We've said our piece.
I want to keep going.
We've said our piece. Joe, play the soap opera sting. That's the end of this discussion. That's it. Play it. Give me that. Doo-doo-doo-doo.
It's labeled organ punch.
Come on, Joe.
Hey, Dip S, find the sound effect.
Give me the organ punch. Dummy. Thank you, Joe. And again,
Dudenkoff.
Tudenkoff.
Dudenkoff. Dudenkoff.
Which means
lazy fellow.
Dudenkoff in German. Okay. That's it.
Everybody good, chill. I feel good. I'm pretty energized, though, right now.
Everybody chill. Okay?
We got some strippers?
Mike, listen, I'm going to start the show here. We're gonna take a call 100. 877-365-3636. From New York, 877-692-1027. From D.C., 202-432-1067.
I have to go poo.
Call 100. Go have a nice BM.
Thank you.
When we come back, I think just to get the show right back on track, yeah. I was gonna save it till the end, but I'm gonna share the transvestite, transsexual mailbag with you.
Very good.
To let you know what happens to Donna Dawn, is that her name?
That's right.
To Donna Dawn and her infected scrotum.
And with all this talk, you know, about all our situation, I forgot to tell you that we have a cultural story to share with you. The Don and Mike Show gets a bit of New York City's finest culture.
Right.
Mm. Yes, that's right. We are fags. Right. We went to see Shakespeare with our good friend Timothy Stickney as Othello.
All of that coming up. Let's get a call 100 right now. I gave you the phone numbers. Dial recklessly, you animals, and we will be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're both starving. When do we eat, huh?
You have worn out your welcome at Bushwood, sir.
Is that so? Who made you pope of this dump, huh?
Bushwood? A dump? Well, I'll guarantee you'll never be a member here.
Member? Are you kidding? You think I'd join this crummy snobatorium? But this whole place sucks. That's right, it sucks. Only reason I'm here is maybe I'll buy it.
Buy? Bushwood?
Like a five-star BJ. The Don and Mike Program.
All right, let me just address a couple of instant feedbacks. And then I'll move along. People are so stupid. I was referring to Ken as Ken Chiasano.
Right.
That is an inside joke. I certainly note that Tom Chiosano is the GM of K-Rock in New York.
People thought you were legitimately making a mistake?
Yes. Tom Chiosano is generally known as a general manager without a backbone.
Very good. That was a little personal dig at Ken Stevens.
Yes.
We have worked with Ken Stevens, hence we know his last name. Stevens, you moron!
Here's another one that we get. How come you guys don't do a full show? How come you sign off at 10 minutes till 3 every day? Well, there's a simple answer for that. That we have to sign off at that time so Opie and Anthony's delay can ramp up.
Right.
That's... it's a technical issue. That's why we got to do it.
That's why we come on right at 11.
Correct.
Without a delay.
So, okay. I mean, we got a delay, but we don't got a delay like they make them run.
Well, no, and also we, you know, that's the way our commercials are structured. Yes. That we come right on at 11, and then we leave at 10 before the hour.
That's it.
You got a problem with that? Here we go when it gets really, when it gets granular.
All the DAs out there. It's Tom Chiosano, not Ken Chiosano. Hey, douche, I'm telling Ken he has no backbone.
Dudenkroff.
And by referring to Jeremy Coleman as Jeremy Kingston, I'm equating him to Steve Kushner Kingston, who is the equally inept eunuch program director of K-Rock Radio in New York. Christ, I got to explain all that to you people?
Oh, man.
Jesus Christ. Yes, hello. Don and Mike show.
Well, greetings, welcome. Listener. How are
hello?
You? I'm caller 100.
Yes, there you go. Hi, what's your name?
Jeffrey Hacker.
Jeffrey, where are you from?
Jeffrey.
Quakertown, Pennsylvania.
Beautiful. Jeff, here's what you've got. Oh, boy, it's J.O. time for you. First, you've got the unrated version of American Pie 2 on a pay-per-view. Don't miss the unrated version of American Pie 2. Much better than the original, incidentally. Available on Comcast In Demand and Cox Cable. And just to make sure that you're nice and clean, you've also won 25 condoms.
Ooh.
From Durex Condoms. Once you make love or... once you do your business, once you work your man in a Durex condom, you'll wonder what kind of love you were making before.
You mean work your man like J.O.?
Yeah. There's sex, and then there's Durex.
Why would anybody J.O. with a condom?
Thank you for listening, my friend.
Could you J.O. with a condom? Well, I suppose.
I know you can.
You've done it?
Yep.
Why would you do that?
I don't want to make a mess.
There you go. You mean on your own?
Yeah.
Like when you're alone, you have actually J-O'd with a condom because you didn't want to make, or was it an experiment?
No, I was,
Were you asked to test them?
No, I was not. It was, I was somewhere, I don't want to say where I was. I was at a sad, sad event.
A funeral? You actually J-O'd with a condom?
No. Yes. It was after.
Were you like in a public place?
No, it was after a funeral.
In a car?
When there was a get together at a house.
Oh, sick.
Okay.
You were like at a post funeral, like
a wake.
Yeah. No wake they have before. You were at the reception after a funeral?
Afterwards, where you have food and junk.
And you had a condom with you and you wanted a jam?
No. Everybody was very sad and
where'd you get the condom from?
I don't want to say, but from
you didn't get the condom from the corpse, did you?
No, from a younger from a younger person.
Wow.
Who was there. It was a novelty item.
Oh, I
see. It was a condom that had a logo on it. And
the condom, actually, the idea of the condom got you to thinking about sex?
Yeah, and I thought...
okay, now I understand.
I'm bummed out.
I'm probably sick for understanding, but I understand.
I'm bummed out. I think I'm going to go in the bathroom.
Right.
And work some of my issues out.
Did it help?
Yes.
Were you happier when you came out of the bathroom?
I was embarrassed.
Did you flush it?
No, I just put it at the bottom of the, there was like tissue and stuff in there. And I just picked up
A wastebasket in the bathroom?
Yeah, I just picked up all, this was like, I don't know, 6-7 years ago.
Right.
I can't believe I never told you this. Yeah, I just picked up all the old snot rags and stuff that were in there and just buried it in a ball of snot rags.
Wow.
But yes, you can get your jerk on in a condom.
Well, I imagine you can get your jerk on with, you know, burlap sack if you had to.
Sure, you can. Mm-hmm. You can. I've done it.
Burlap?
I'm here to tell you, no, not with a burlap sack.
Okay.
Fascinating. God, you know, you learn something on this show every day. Here we are talking about all this in-house stuff, and then the show gets back to being interesting again.
Well, there you go. So that's the insight I have for you today.
Was it lubed?
For her.
Well, Buzz, I'm curious.
Mike, I don't know. I do know this. It had Right. It was like, now keep in mind.
Rainbow colors?
Yeah, this is many years ago. I don't remember all the details. I remember.
Well, if it wasn't lubed, I mean, you. Jesus. That's quite an endeavor.
Now, lubed. I mean.
Lubed means it's got goo on it to make it slippery.
Yes, it had goo on it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, of course.
Before, yeah, it had goo. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then homemade goo. Now, here's a guy. Here's a guy who gets his jerk on in a condom, right? Mm-hmm. Rick? And yes, it was ribbed for my pleasure.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, Rick.
Rick.
Hey, Rick. Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, come on, man. Pay attention, please.
I'm sorry.
That's what okay. are you doing? Come on, but talk to us.
I'm here. I'm right here. I'm talking
well, go
to
ahead,
you.
Dumbass. What's You're, going on?
Mike, come on, please.
I'm all wound up still.
I know. Come on. Don't. Come on. Remember.
Just, oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah,
come on, remember.
You might have to do that once in a while this week.
Come on, remember.
Thanks a lot. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, so hello? You get your jerk on in a condom?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Just for the convenience. It's easy to clean up. It's a mess.
I did it because I was distraught and bored.
Is that the way you do it every time, sir? Friend?
No, not every time. I use a sock at times. Oh. Sock actually works a little better.
Show of hands.
You can actually wipe yourself up.
Before we condemn the man for using a sock, show of hands, how many people have used a sock? You've said on the air before, you're just doing this to me. You said I would be able to go through the archives.
I have never put my.
No, I'm saying you cleaned up with a sock.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about using a sock.
Well, I think this guy's talking about. Are you talking about putting your man in a sock
or using the sock to clean up with?
No, I'll put it in just like if it was a condom.
See?
Ah.
I've never done that. I told you, of course. Hell, I told you I used socks. I used undershirts. I used underpants to clean up
well,
the mess.
You know, that's kind of. Why a sock? Friend.
I mean, it's just simple. It goes over just like a condom, and once you're done, you can wipe up and take it out and just throw it in the laundry.
Well, I agree with you about the.
For anybody going to the laundromat today, just remember this call.
I agree with you about the cleaning up factor. That it is. I told you when I've got my jerk on at home occasionally,
right.
I will simply use my socks. I'll peel my socks off to clean up the mess and then just put it right into the hamper.
Remember when I spent a little extra to get the washer dryer in the apartment?
Yeah.
That's because of this call.
Right here.
Hello. Money well spent.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. I just wanted to get something straight. You used one with yourself, but never with a woman.
I have never used a condom with a woman. Swear to Christ.
That's the conflict there.
Why?
It's I don't know. You're not using it for its purpose.
Well, no, here's the deal.
This guy's right. upset.
No, but listen, here's the deal. It's a cleanliness issue. It was an issue of, sir,
I disagree. Now, I don't believe you there because it wasn't cleanliness. You were turned on by the idea of the condom.
I don't want to be cut out by the censors today, but I simply want to say that.
I get the erotic network in my apartment.
When I, when that happens to me, when the old thermometer goes above 98.6 and when the glass is about to break,
right.
That, my God, it could put somebody's eye out with it. It's like...
So it was a safety issue.
Safety issue, absolutely.
It's yes.
And you know, I know that you've harbored a desire over the years to somehow prove that to people.
The last thing that I wanted was someone...
The most disgusting thing I've ever had.
Someone perhaps on the other side of the door as I was sitting on the toilet. The last thing I would want would be someone to be sitting on the door.
And have their head come clean off.
No. And simply
they walk
to hear...
What are you doing to that condom?
No. That to hear this outside the door.
Like machine gun fire against the door?
As the pellets...
This is the way it is as the pellets.
Rat-a-tat-tat. As the pellets...
Traveling at 300 feet per second.
As the pellets of my love.
Red Ryder BB gun. You'll put your eye out!
At the same velocity every time. I'm sorry, yeah, because mine...
I'm sorry.
Because mine comes out like brownie batter coming out of a sieve.
I'm sorry. Hey, I'm no fag, but I don't... Didn't my wife tell you on the air one time that when she... When we moved out of our house in Gaithersburg,
yes.
Downstairs where I used to watch porno.
It was against the wall.
But, I mean, it was all over. It was. Yeah. I mean, it was like, you could see it was like...
Yeah, it looked like stucco.
Yes. Yes, I'm aware of this.
Right.
So what you're saying is you have quantity and velocity.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I could go to one of them carnivals where you shoot the water in the clown's mouth.
Right.
Wow.
I could probably win at that.
That's
I would say the best ever for me was from about here, a little over my head.
You laugh at that.
You know what? It's something that will never be proven. It is something that will never be proven. You know, I'm not going to go like out to a track with
Norm,
you or something.
And
like
you know
that.
What? Nor am I.
Right.
I'm not anxious for that either, okay?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. Just say that.
Could we get a room at your...
now stop it.
Shut up, Rob.
Shut up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
It is a prowess thing, though, with the guy, isn't it? It is something that, you know, I think a guy should be proud of.
I think the average guy is 10cc. That's how that band got its name.
Right. Yeah.
I'd say that really, and I've never...
I'd say the average guy is probably up to about here.
Are you talking about when he's...
Velocity-wise, you know, probably travels to about that.
About his chest. Well, see, the thing is...
Up just under the chin.
Now you're going to... See, but the thing is...
Well, I mean, it depends on where you point it, but I mean, if...
I point it away.
I'm talking about if you're lying on your back.
I'm always sitting up. I'm always sitting up.
That's weird.
What?
When you're by yourself?
Yes.
No. Are you aiming at stuff? What are you shooting ducks in a pond?
No. Here's what I'm... Hold on. Hey, are you still there?
God. Yeah, man.
Joe, go ahead. Then I'm going to explain to Mike. I'm going to show Mike what I do.
I just have one question. He says he peels his sock off and cleans himself. Did he say his toe fungus?
Yes. Now, Joe, I don't.
You're talking to him, Joe.
Joe, it's me, Don, and I don't clean myself. I clean the mess that I've made.
Oh, that is still a bad picture.
All right, I don't disagree with you. Thank you. Now, Mike, here's what I'll do.
You demonstrated this before. I'd like you to make it as brief as possible.
Well, you are mocking me.
I know.
Here's what I do. Say I'm watching.
I can't watch this.
A pantomime.
Remember, you told me to shut up.
I know.
I'm sitting like this.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
I'm watching the TV show.
Right.
And here's how it is. Like this. See, like this?
Okay.
Which is why when it...
Watching the TV show.
When it's time...
Wouldn't be any particular TV show, would it?
Mike, it doesn't matter.
Well, really.
Judge Judy.
Jags.
Judge Judy.
You win, Rob. Judge Joe Brown.
Judge Judy. There won't be one that'll top Judge Judy.
Mama's family.
Doesn't matter. Just watch TV. Pull out my man.
Right. And
then
there.
And right. You see, like this?
Yeah.
And then that's why, boom. Like, for instance, from here... I'm telling you from right here.
Right.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
You see that piece of plexiglass?
Yeah.
The one right there?
What, in the door?
Right. No.
Oh, the sneeze guard here.
Yeah. Right. I could shoot over that. I could. I have. It's like a cascade thing.
Good for you.
Wow.
I'm not prepared to dispute that.
I'm sorry. I'm proud of that.
But if I pursued it really far, there might have to be some demonstration.
He is the Apollo Ono
now,
of self-pleasure.
I will tell you that I think the majority of guys... are probably in more of a reclining position, and it will end up around here somewhere.
All right, and Mike's pointing to his chest area. Rob, what about you?
I'm agreeing. I agree with Mike.
It's kind of the natural way to do it. I mean, it's kind of the natural way to do it.
It's subjective. It's natural for you. It's more natural for me to be sitting up.
If you took a survey of 10 guys, you'd get at least 8 out of 10 where that's where it would be. If you'd like to do a random survey,
you got it.
Where does it land? And it would not land in front of them. It would land, you know, on their stomach or something.
Right here. It would take some on-screen calls. Hello,
Buzz, do you want to weigh in on this?
Okay. Sure. I'm mostly sitting, but I'm versatile.
Okay.
See,
when you sitting.
Well, like Don was talking.
Hold on. So you aim. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's two for two now.
Well, already I need 8 in a row now.
Hello, Don, and my show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Listen, when you get your jerk off
position, hey, that's all you need to ask.
Always laying down.
Laying down. On your back.
My back.
On your back.
There you
okay.
Go. That's all you need to ask.
That's one for you, Mike. Hello, Don, and my show.
Yeah, Don.
Yes, when you get your jerk on, thank you. That's
all right, my theory is already now that's three, if you count you, Buzz, and this guy.
Right. Oh, you ought to take another one, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don?
Yeah.
I just realized. I'm surprised Fred is still alive. You're Superman.
Oh, I wish. I know we've had that discussion about Superman. If Lois ever did that to Superman, that he would just take her head off.
Yes.
That and if Superman,
you know how much I love that discussion.
If Superman actually ever really made love with Lois,
oh yeah,
that he would just blow her insides.
Yeah, it would be impossible. Yeah.
Right?
That's why it never happened.
Okay, let's see. And wasn't that one of the first issues we got into the censors?
Yes.
They were heavily deleting our...
They didn't like.
Our comments,
might be happening now, too.
Our comments about what would happen if Superman actually had sex with Lois Lane.
Precisely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Definitely.
Hello? Hello?
Where's that call coming from?
Is the fader up?
Oh, hold on. No, I got it. Hold on. Hi, you're on the air. Sorry.
Oh,
but he said definitely sitting up.
I didn't hear it. It wasn't clear. It doesn't count.
Oh,
sorry.
Blast.
Doesn't count.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, is Mike saying that he actually finishes on himself?
No.
He's a sick F if he does.
Well, sometimes I have. Yeah, sometimes I have. Absolutely.
That is foul.
I agree.
It depends.
Sir.
Sometimes there's towel.
I agree.
It's better than putting it on the wall.
He should be locked up.
On the wall downstairs.
You'd put it on the wall downstairs if you could. That's a talent, Mike.
A talent.
A God-given talent.
No, so, I mean, I don't do it like just to let it lie there. I mean, I do it there, and then it's either post or pre-cleanup.
It's unavoidable.
Some sideshow should hire me. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Step right up. Yeah, I just want to chime in. I'm usually on my knees looking at the radio with Don and Mike.
Jesus Christ.
There you go. I'm sure there's a good number of people doing that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, when I do it, I'm usually standing up in the shower.
Okay, Lester Burnham.
Right, in American Beauty.
I think a lot of guys do it in the shower.
Yeah.
Now here's another part of the queer duality of me. When I do it in the shower...
You sit down.
I sit down, and the water cannot be directly on me.
Well, same here. And I sit down when it's in the shower.
I've done that, but I usually let the water hit me head on.
Yeah. Water, no, you know water what? Like, does not work for me.
It's like... I know that my wife and I have had sex in the pool.
Yes.
And...
I mean, tremendous aphrodisiac a pool.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a thing with the water and the chlorine that it's tough.
I don't care for it. I think any time it starts in the pool, for me, it has to finish outside of the pool. Mm-hmm. It has to be, you know, in the water is
very
difficult. But I think I have I think in the water one time.
This is particularly true at a public pool.
I saw a movie. I saw a movie in Niagara Falls, Canada, one time. I was up there with a bunch of people for a hockey game. This was the first time I had ever seen real porn in a hotel room. And I'll never forget it. It's the most amazing porno I've ever seen. It's like a Canadian porno.
Yeah.
And what they had was they had a camera underwater.
Yeah, dear.
And the guy was doing it underwater, and then the guy did it underwater.
Oh, so it was like floating.
It looked like a sea snake.
You know, yeah, it's got to be like...
is probably getting deleted.
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think it's probably like one of them movies with you got astronauts in space and they open up can of soda pop and you just kind of see the...
Weightless.
You know, call me gay. I thought it was fascinating.
Gay.
Hello.
Do they have purple dye for that?
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, best way to do it, spank it, empty it off into the toilet bowl and flush.
Boy, they must call you Flexol.
Okay, I see you later.
Captain
S. Captain
Elasto.
Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Bluto.
Hi.
TV screen gets to be a mess.
Are you standing in front of the TV?
Yeah. Comment about your show.
Thank you.
You're calling.
You know, it's a legitimate call, though, at the beginning, because, I mean, I think there would probably be guys that do that because you want to get actually, you know, you want to pretend like you're almost part of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Buzz, did you have a story about hotels having trouble keeping TV screens
clean? Bedspreads, carpeting. Yeah. Don't touch anything in your hotel room.
Jeez.
Wear booties.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Because don't they wash the sheets, but they don't wash, like, the top cover?
It varies from chain to chain.
Sometimes they wash the sheets.
Some places do it once a year.
And the carpet has bugs.
Yeah.
And Don and Mike Show.
Oh,
is this our new regular call?
I
get
a comment sometimes, but it's not for my genitals. Robin, Mike, I'd like to line you all up like ducks in a row and lick the ACs one at a time.
Thank you for the call.
Make that stop.
Wow. Thank you, friend. There we go.
I don't know.
We have three for reclining, three for sitting, and two for standing.
That's all right. Okay, it's a push.
Okay.
No, it's not a push. Standing doesn't win. That's one out.
Hello, Don and Mike.
What do you mean it's not a push? Think more people sit than lie down?
Yeah.
Well, that's not conclusive.
What did he just say?
We're 3-3-2.
3-3-2.
It's tied right now for sitting.
Three of your sitters, three of your abnormal sitters, and three of liars.
Are you counting the
present company included?
Three liars.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
I'm 19, right? I grew up in internet porn, dude.
Okay.
You gotta sit up to do that.
Thank you, my friend.
You know, and I have never, ever done that to the internet.
Nor have I.
Never have. Don't. Not interested. I feel somehow you're being watched. I really do.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is. It's like
Well, it's like, it's the difference between video and like a magazine.
Yeah.
I mean, who's got the time? You look at the
picture. Who has the time to soak?
You look at the picture in the magazine, and you got to turn the page, you got to get focused on the next picture, and then... Then, you know, you got to turn the page, but while you turn...
And you don't want to break your monitor.
Yeah, I mean, by the... Oh, yeah, for me, right.
Very expensive.
Right. Yeah. Boom!
Wow.
Boom!
Crap.
Rob, where's that... I think we have the sound effect, actually, of when I'm doing that. You got that?
Yeah, coming up.
Okay. Yeah, here it is, right here.
Related to Peter North, legendary porn star, and
my love.
Do you know that's a porn star who's renowned for his geesh?
Oh, really?
I mean, like, yeah, it's not pretty.
Okay, wow.
No, it's really not pretty at all.
But you're familiar with him.
Well, yeah, he's been in a ton of films.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Some with two girls.
Hello.
Yeah, I use a pillow.
Use a pillow.
Yeah, I put it in between the bed and my body. And, like, there's something about Mary.
Okay.
There's something about Mary.
Okay.
Hey, Mike.
I don't have a column for that.
So sad he wasn't able to get his last thought for me personally.
we have to break.
Hey, Mike.
We have to break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The swearing pole. There, I said it.
The profanity bothers you.
It has no nobility.
These are slum kids. I was a slum kid. Everybody talks like that.
They do not? What do you think I say when I go to the thief store in town? Oh, now, Wally, give me a bag of that effing pig feed and 10 pounds of that bitchly cow corn? I tell Mrs. Bollinger, oh, here's one big bastard of a check. Give me some of your Christing money. There, look there. See what you made me do.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
You're goddamn right.
Your source for bad horse. The Don and Mike Show.
It's a joke. I was used with this record. And as Billy Martin will say, it's all in the big inning.
Get it. And they let you do that.
Yeah. Oh, it's a big hit.
People loved it. Not my favorite line you used to have when you were a DJ.
What's that?
I still think it's a funny line. It's corny, but it's funny. When you were talking about the Kentucky Derby, and you said your money was on Mr. Ed because he told you he was going to win. I like that.
Yeah, isn't that a good line, Rob?
It's the first thing I ever heard this guy on the radio say.
I was a crack-up.
I was hooked.
That's a panic.
I swear to God, I loved it. And you did it over. I mean... Here's the deal. You did it over a record, and your punchline was, right up to the old vocal, and it sounded very good.
Yeah. Nice to know I've got that to fall back on.
Yeah. Well, no, it's good.
If everything else goes bad, mm-hmm. I could go work at an oldie station, and I could just do all the same dumb jokes.
I don't know which is more pathetic, you doing it or me digging it.
Or us all still talking about it.
Mike, here is sad news.
Oh.
Sad news. We talked about the crossing guard yesterday.
Oh, no.
That is sad.
I shouldn't lie. I was just exhaling.
Yeah, the crossing guard yesterday outside Philadelphia. Let me see. Well, it's good. Well, listen, the bad news is she's still dead.
Yeah. Right.
The good news is crossing guard's death, accidental.
Oh, okay, that's good. It wasn't much on better. Purpose. Mm-hmm. And for the crossing guard down outside our station in Washington, I'm pointing at my taint right now.
So,
right here. For you, lady.
For you.
For you, lady.
What color is the lady?
Let me see. Okay. Is Iran.
It's always color with you, isn't it, Rob?
Well, you look at an orange lady and not make a comment on the color.
Oh, yes, we're going to get to Craig Wilson today. Don't pre-read it, please.
I won't.
But it does have to do with color. That's very all good. I want to say is it has to do with color.
Excellent.
Iran, or should I call them Iran?
Iran.
Iran has introduced its version of Barbie and Ken.
Really?
two dolls called Dara and Sara.
There they go.
Who promote traditional values with their modest clothing and pro-family stories.
There you go. Here's our baby.
Okay, so let me see. They think that Barbies, incidentally, Barbie is bad because Barbie grows into women who reject Iranian values. The leader of a toy store in Iran says, quote, every Barbie doll is more harmful than an American missile.
Yeah, but they still stock them. Barbie and Ken are blindfolded, though.
Okay. Well, that's all I had from the wacky story file. Are you ready to hear the rest of the... now, all we have is guys who are calling us, telling us their stories about the J-O-ing. Hmm. And they deleted us out during like crazy during the last segment.
Oh, really? Lots of stuff?
Well, like five times, because you can't be repetitive and you can't be explicit. But,
I thought we were kind of dancing around.
Just let me see. Dave in Philly. Dave?
Don and Mike.
Hi, my friend.
What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, Mike, are you a baseball fan?
You bet I am.
Because this weekend you hit for the Triple Crown of Losers. You're a fat ass.
Yes.
You're separated.
Yes.
And you went to Atlantic City by yourself like a piece of dirt.
Thank you. Now, where the venom, sir? Why the venom? Why the hatred?
You suck.
But I mean, why? Suck. Sir, you've got to give me a reason.
Listen, again.
You've got to give me a reason, please.
You suck.
Please.
Your show sucks.
Besides.
Like, I'd rather listen to Rick Dees.
Then why don't you?
I'm going to.
Okay, well, why don't you right now?
I am this all day long.
Then why don't you right now? Why are you still listening? Why are you calling?
You're a stern ripoff.
Why don't you leave then?
Copy Howard.
Did you call Howard and argue with him today?
No, I didn't call. I called him up, told him he rocked, and you two fags were in Philadelphia, and you suck.
Right. And you called the other day because I recognized your voice. So, I mean, you're not original. You see, one-trick pony.
No, I've never called before.
Yes, you did.
You must be
very proud. You're a liar, too. So stack on liar next to that, you dumbass.
So listen, why don't you...
fat ass who's getting separated because I'm such a loser.
Well, you can't blame me for getting separated because your mom's still doing me.
Hey, Mike, get used to your right hand, because no woman will ever have you, you pig.
You know, for being a guy, where are you from? Philadelphia?
Yeah.
We've been out to Philadelphia 3 days. You sure do know a lot about this show after only 3 days.
I want to give you guys a chance.
Well, okay. Now, how long have you listened to the show before?
Yeah, because I used to live in New York.
Okay, all right, so you have this, because you seem to know an awful lot for, you know, just 3 days in Philadelphia.
And I've given you a chance as a listener, too, and I think you suck on ice.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine.
That's
you
fine.
You guys are a piece of crap.
What do you, would you like to, can we have a real dialogue here? Can you tell us what you do?
I'm going to fight you.
Yeah, I know, I'm going to fight you.
I want to fight both of you at the same time because you're both pussies.
I want to fight you right now.
That's fine.
That's
I want
fine.
You to get on a train and come up here right now.
No, see, take off before I got there because you're such a wad.
See, the deal is that you're one of these guys, you stupid hump. You're one of these guys that you call the show and you say, I hate the show, yet... You've listened to the show every day it's been on.
And you know, if we're
you guys a chance, but you blow.
You know, well, it sounds like you're a fag, though.
When are you going to do your D-sleaze bit?
You sound a little faggy. Do you like boys?
Who cares about reading the USA Today? Who cares about...
Do you like men?
Is he a boy toucher?
Those things have all been done.
I think he's a boy toucher?
I think this is Pete O'File here.
You think so? Pete?
Ah, strangely
that's
silent.
What Mom said.
Strangely silent. We may have hit a nerve here.
Well, that's what Mike said. Don't say what Mike said. Come up with your own.
Come on now. Come on, because you do. You sound really like there's not an outside chance you've lost a testicle, is there?
No.
Or both. Why is your voice so high?
Hey, listen. Here's the deal. If there was a radio show that was on and I listened and I decided I didn't like it, I guess I wouldn't listen anymore. But I sure as hell wouldn't call and then wouldn't stay on the telephone.
Well, he says he hates us, but he really loves us.
What?
Dumbass.
What dumbass?
Am I still on the phone?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
I just want to voice my opinion. Don't
okay. Then
tell
you,
me how much you suck.
You voiced your opinion. Now hang up.
My buddy Sam and I think you guys borrow...
Then hang up then.
I mean, here listening to...
Why don't you hang up then?
Maggie Sacramento dance.
Why don't you hang up then? God!
I love you guys.
You know the Sacramento dance. You really are a real fan of this show.
Well, he's not being sincere.
I told you I used to hear it in New York.
Yeah, you listen all the time because you love the show. And you know what?
Like
you know why you're saying all these things?
About how you're the I can't say that word. How you're the number one in every market.
Now you're getting little cranial cramps here, but you know why you say all that stuff about me? Because you love me.
You do.
Yes.
You do.
You do. I'm going to take myself out of this equation. We got a mic lover here.
Absolutely.
You know what I love about you?
What's that, pal?
I love the fact that you're down on your luck because fat people are supposed to be jolly.
Yes, well, I am a jolly man, sir.
You are, you know what?
And you know what makes me, can I tell you what makes me jolly? When you share your love with me, that puts me in a very good frame of mind.
You know what you are, sir? You are a reason, and you mentioned statistics.
At least now I have a chance to share my love with your wife.
The only statistics that I'm going to throw out about this show has the highest time spent listening.
Yes, it does.
Of any show in America, and you are proof of that.
If you really hated the show, sir, if you really hated the show, you would not know so much about the show. The fact that you are talking, the fact that you are talking about us so much and you know so much about the show, it proves that you listen to the show on a regular basis.
And the rating in New York is a 0.9. I've made that.
Exactly. It's only going down.
Why is that?
Because you're like every other show already out there. There's nothing new and original in the show. Nobody cares about that whore, Lisa. Nobody cares about your wife.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You don't hear about Bart.
Why don't you just mention some more stuff? You know so much. Here's where you lose the argument, you stupid ass. You're calling and you're saying the show stinks, but you're mentioning every detail of the show, which indicates you, my friend, are addicted. You listen constantly.
I have listened. I admitted that already.
No. You listen more than have listened. I'm going to hang up on you now, and you're going to listen to yourself. And you're going to listen to the rest of the show today, and you're going to listen tomorrow.
Because you love us.
Buzz.
Yeah,
no, I don't want your love.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, fat ass.
Goodbye, dumbass.
Goodbye, dude.
F your family.
I'm gonna F your mother. I'm gonna F your mother hard.
Hung up. And if you're gonna try to insult us, use your own insults. Don't use our insults. Or don't use insults we stole from Charles Barkley.
You can't.
F you and your family too.
God, I hate it when my cousins call.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Cousin dumbass.
Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Richie.
Hey, Richie.
Listen, I want to know. You must have hit a nerve with that guy. I think he's hitting his friend.
Hurry.
You can't say that word.
Boy.
Sam. We can get any detail on Sam.
I think Sam.
He sure knew a lot about me. I don't think I talk about myself that much.
Nah, he's an avid listener, Mike.
Very good.
Every word.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Yeah, it's Pete the Cop.
Hey, Pete the Cop. What's up, man?
Listen, I gave you guys a shot. You guys are doing a great job. I listen to the station the whole time for everybody that's on. And I listen to another one. These guys, if they got nothing better to do, hang up the phone, don't call, don't listen.
I listen.
They're jerk-offs.
You know what? It happens every Pete. Listen, we appreciate it. Where you cop? New York City?
Yeah.
We applaud you. Keep doing the great work. Keep doing the great work. Don't worry. We'll handle our ALs. You handle yours.
Hey, Pete, I will be honest with you. Your call.
Listen, everybody listens to talk radio. Everybody listens to all the shows. Everybody's got the same complaints. Oh, you're Howard. You're doing O&A stuff. Listen, turn the radio off. Put the music on. Do whatever you got to do. Just let these guys do their job and let everybody else just relax and listen to the show.
I'll tell you, Pete, I will tell you one thing. A call from you, a New York City cop, saying that is worth 75, 150 calls from those guys.
Because it's on all day long in a squad room and everything like that. So anybody that's calling up, they just want to get on the radio. They want to hear their voices.
It always happens. Listen, we appreciate it. Go catch a bad guy.
God bless you.
Thank you, Pete.
All right.
Thank you.
Pete.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, Officer Pete. Hello.
Oh, I'm doing line 7. I got to push down.
Why did that sound naughty?
Hello, Don and Mike show, Officer Pete.
Officer Pete.
Hello.
Frame of mind.
You're like late at night in the drunk tank.
Don
okay,
and Mike.
Smart mouth. You're going to meet Officer Pete now.
Well, you're going to leave me right into the transsexual mailbag.
Okay.
Hello. Mike, don't pick your nose in front of me.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Christ, trying to do
I was
show
scratching
here.
My nose. I've seen you scratch every part of your body in 16 years.
I don't pick my nose in front of you.
I
though.
Was scratching my nose. There's nothing there. Look. Look, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
I've seen you scratch your B's. And I've seen you pull on your D, so don't tell me about picking my nose.
I don't pull out my D and be in front of you. I put
you don't
my hand
pull
down
it out.
My pants.
You pull it out. You've seen you put your, seen you put your, seen it. Seen you put your hands down there.
Yeah, but you've not seen my D's and B's.
I've seen you do this.
My D and B's.
I've seen you do this.
Adjusting.
So, yeah. I mean,
touching myself outside my clothing.
Just right.
Sure.
Yeah, that's
what's
right.
that?
That's okay.
Hey, F you. Did I ask for your opinion?
Yeah, ask. See, there's someone who enjoys
you
it.
You know, I don't need, don't weigh in. Not a good day. Not a good day.
There you go. Take a look.
Oh, there's
no.
Hey, you like that, Lisa?
Yeah.
Why don't you, go ahead. Get a little closer so you can get a better look. Get a better look.
course she likes it.
There you go.
Of course.
That's okay.
Why wouldn't she like it?
The pulling of a little nose scratch like that, very bad. And it was a pick, though. There was insertion.
And you got to understand how it is I can turn it down every time I'm invited to touch it.
I'll never figure that out, Rob.
Yeah, me neither.
I just want to show someone. Yeah. I just want, you know, what can I say? You're my friend.
Well, I appreciate that, but I guess that is the queer duality of me.
Okay.
All right, now, what did you want to talk about?
Get your finger out of your nose.
Not a chance. I'm going to do the show like this for the rest of the
show. Get your finger out of your nose.
That really grosses you out. You know, you're the guy that gave his snot to a listener with blood on the end of it. How can you attack me for doing that?
Because I blew my nose. I didn't pick it out. It went into a Kleenex.
I've seen you pick.
The Christmas.
You have not seen me pick my nose.
As God on my children's lives,
then
which I hate to do.
Spying on me. I've never done it in front of you.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. And I'm sitting there talking like you're just sitting there talking to me. You got your finger basically pushing your eye out of the socket.
I'm sorry about that. I apologize.
Now you're licking your fingers.
There's nothing there.
Now you're licking your fingers.
There's nothing. I had a good blow this morning, and I'm not talking about the kind that was sexually satisfying.
You're talking about drugs, are you?
No, I cleared the cleared the passages.
Got rid of all the expectoration.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, gentlemen, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, I'm a state trooper down out of Egg Harbor, South Jersey.
Hi, how you doing?
Figure seems like all the other cops are calling in. Just want to voice our opinion here. We're glad to have you on the air finally.
Thank you. YSP, thank you, my friend.
We will say we are keeping an eye on Buzz, though.
Yeah. A good idea.
As you should.
Yeah. Buzz, we're watching.
Thank you.
You might want to think about the full body cavity search.
Stay out of Egg Harbor Township there, Buzz.
Keep me out of trouble.
All right, thank you for checking in.
Keep up the good work. We love you guys.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
But Egg Harbor, good thing to know for all those drunks coming out of Atlantic City late at night.
Write that down.
Might want to slow down.
Hello?
I was not speeding from the tape.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Smell anything.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I got a question for Buzz.
I'll do my best, sir. Go ahead.
How do I tell the difference between a male and a female pot plant?
Read my column in this week's High Times magazine, sir.
Thank you. Hello.
Oh, I thought that was a joke. I thought he had an answer. Punchline coming up.
Do you have it? Buzz, are pot plants gender specific?
I have heard that they are. I've heard that the ones with flowers on them are female.
Who just put up the answer? Trini?
Nobody.
No, Trini, no. Just put the answer on the screen. Males have seeds.
there you go.
Trini, you got something in common with Buzz?
That's right. Trini's grinning ear to ear.
That's what she's saying.
Trini and I have a lot in common.
Very Hello, the Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? I called Monday, and I got on the air, and I yelled at you guys saying how much you sucked. And I got to admit, I'm calling from Philly. You guys are growing on me.
Yeah, I told See? You. It'd be like a herpes.
That's
Thank you.
Exactly what you said to me, and and you're definitely growing on me.
You'll find that all the scrubbing you do will not work, sir.
And by the way, sitting up is the only way to go.
Amen, my friend. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, see you later.
Very Bye-bye. Good.
Told you, it happened sooner or later in Philly. I mean, it'll happen much sooner than later in Philly. We're there. We're not going anywhere. So, Trini, how about that? Who knew? Maybe Trini and Buzz. Maybe get like a bong for two or something. Like you go down to the malt shop and you get like a big chocolate sundae with two straws coming out of it.
Hi, Trini. I'm Buzz Burbank. This is the way I do it.
Maybe you could use that. What's that pipe that the guy gave you?
The hookah.
Your hookah. Maybe you could hook up Trini with your hookah.
I'm back in New York, Trini, and I bought brownies.
Hi. It's a hookah.
Anything
with Trini. A hookah.
And I was seeing pretty funny when you had the hookah or hookah. What the hell is it?
Hookah.
A hookah. When you had it like FedEx back to the radio station.
I did. I mailed it to myself. Buzz was afraid.
You want to see how excited a guy is? Buzz does not get excited. It's not in his personality. He got excited that day.
It's a relic of the Gulf War given to me by a Marine. He's in Turkey.
And you can understand Buzz didn't want to get on an airplane with that.
Yeah, right. He tore it open though like a child on Christmas morning.
Yay. I was invited to take it on the train, but I declined.
Oh, that's simply making a lamp.
Did he really ask you to take it on the train?
No, I said, I don't feel right about taking it on the train. And Buzz, I think what you said, it was lighthearted. Would you? I said, no. I don't think so.
You don't mind.
You want Rob to be your mule.
Yeah. Well, it never hurts to ask.
Rob, your record is clean.
Put this between two pillows.
Jesus Christ.
How dare you, making a lamp.
How dare you ask him to be your mule. Rob, I've got a condom. It's filled with something.
Hello.
Put it in you.
No, that's not me.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Rob, I've got a condom filled with something.
I know you do. It's back at the funeral home.
Hello. Dynamite, you know, it was at a neighbor's home.
Oh, good.
Not at the funeral home.
Good.
Hello, Dynamite.
What's up?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Don.
What?
Hey, I figure I'm a truck driver. I'm going back up to New York. I figured since I'm passing through Washington, since you're building that new wing on your house, you need me to stop at Home Depot and pick up some lumber for you?
No, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show today. Since we're apparently in very close proximity to being fired and not having any money, my wife is putting those plans on hold for the moment.
Oh, no, I didn't. I missed the beginning.
Yes.
I was down in Newport.
Yeah.
Hey, I got one more thing for Rob A.
Good. What's it, sir?
Hey, I got some good German marching music I could send to you if you want it.
I'd love it.
I mean, it's authentic World War II marching music.
You had
in German.
I'd love it.
I'll send you a copy up to New York when you're back in New York next time.
All right. Fantastic. I love to go to sleep by that.
Good day to you, sir.
I said good day.
Thanks, Dudenkoff.
It'd be great because Julia's sick of all the lullabies we've been playing.
Hey, Rob, if you stayed on the line with me, maybe you could have gotten some of that Third Reich China.
Hey, what do you mean, like an American Beauty? Again?
American Beauty, that's all I think about. That plate that he beats the crap out of. What are you doing to my stuff?
Told you not to touch my stuff.
And then Daddy's gay.
Daddy tries to make out with Kevin Pollak.
Wow.
And Kevin Spacey always get him mixed up.
You know, that's an incredible movie. You never know what's going to happen. I couldn't believe when Daddy was gay.
I couldn't believe it.
He was all mad at his son for being gay because he was gay, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Complicated.
Hello.
Hello.
That's that movie, hold on a second. That movie, American Beauty, that's one of the we discussed my in-laws on the show yesterday. It's one of the movies my mother-in-law watches, and she calls me up, and she says, son, and I know she didn't speak with that affected accent, but that's how it is.
Yeah.
Explain it to me.
Oh.
That, you know, the whole amazing, you know, it's a movie I've recommended that she watched.
How old is your mother-in-law?
Early, late 70s.
Wow. That's just uncomfortable to explain that movie.
Yeah.
You know when he's downstairs and he's being looked at, and the father sees the videotape, and it looks like he's J-O-ing.
I think she was wondering what the underlying moral of the movie was. Was it a commentary on life in America?
No, it's the Michael Mara story.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. I have a question for Mike.
Yeah, I'm just an ordinary guy with nothing to lose.
Yes, Lester.
Okay, Mike, listen, under your separation agreement, are you allowed to date?
He's checking it right now.
No.
No.
Oh,
no, I don't know.
No,
the reason why I wanted to ask you for Laura's phone number.
That is so cool.
God,
you know, that's
damn.
Right after the last guy. Why the hatred, sir? That's mean.
God damn.
And I think that's the wet-ass guy.
Oh, it is?
I sounded like
probably.
It.
Really
you right. Think so? You think he's coming to bowling tonight?
God, I hope so. He's good people.
I love my wife. You keep her out of this.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. This is Jim calling from Jersey.
Hi, Jim.
And I just want to let you know that ever since you guys came on the air last year at NEW, I've been listening to the show, and... You know, I started off, I was a little uncertain with you guys, but over the past year, you've really proven yourselves to me, and I've come to really enjoy the show.
You know, it was so funny, because during this whole call, I was waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah, me too.
But incidentally, if you're going to call and bust our chops, that's the best way to do it. He goes, hey, you know, I started listening about a year ago. I've been listening ever since, and, you know, I wasn't sure. But then after a while, now that I've listened for about a year and a half, you suck.
Really, excuse me, Don.
Yes.
Don, can I just say, you guys stink. I was just kidding.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Well, see, He blew it.
I think he was kidding.
I don't know.
I think he was kidding.
Well, if he was doing, who knows?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Ernest Megma.
Yes, how you doing?
Hi.
I'd like to tell Mr. Speedwack that Dudikoff does not mean lazy fellow in German.
I can cite the book. I've got it back in the office if you want me to go get it.
Well, do you spell Kopf, K-O-P-F?
I believe it was the...
Kopf means head in German.
Okay, then it means lazy head.
Oh, yeah, okay. You may have me there.
I think you're going to find. Don't challenge Rob on the German stuff.
Okay.
Big mistake.
Mr. Spiewak?
Sir.
Auf Wiedersehen, hatte einen guten Tag.
Good day to you. I said good day.
These guys are really coming out of the woodwork today, Rob.
They sure are.
We'll be ginger girls.
They're not Dudenkoffs.
Your
they
whole
sure
subculture.
Are. All right, now listen, kids, hold on a second. We never got to the... To the tranny mailbag.
Yeah, the letters with the guy that was trying to castrate himself.
When we come back, I'm going to make it my choice. Dealer's choice when we come back. It's either going to be the tranny mailbag or it's time for Craig Wilson Wednesday.
They're both good. They're both equally good, but it's dealer's choice. I'm not throwing this one out. It's going to be my choice when we come back.
Very good.
So stay there. That's the drama of the Don and Mike show. That's why people stay tuned.
Yeah, the drama also that legions of Rob's fans have now discovered the show.
Hello, friends.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Hey, the tussin ought to straighten out the bone. It's good. If you run out of tussin, put some water in the jar, shake it up, mo tussin.
Don and Mike show.
All right, tonight we're going to be bowling. Don and Mike Gutterballs, our bowling team. We're going to be playing a team called the Red Storm tonight here in New York, 7 o'clock at Chelsea Piers. Come on by. We'd love to get a drink with you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going down there. I've hit golf balls down there a bunch of times. I'm looking forward to bowling down there.
This team, Red Storm, consists of three pros, three professional bowlers, and the national amateur champion.
Oh, big deal. We're going to kick ass.
Riddle me this. Why are we even playing these guys?
Yeah, why?
I thought the whole point of bowling was to go out and play against regular guys.
Right. I think it's an effort to make us look more pathetic than we already are.
Don't worry. Check us out tonight. We're pathetic. I mean, we walk into a building, we're pathetic.
I didn't even iron my bowling shirt. I was going to, and then I said, why?
It's not too late.
I think I forgot mine. I think I just got to wear like a Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, really? You forgot yours? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Check out stormbowling.com. See you at the piers.
But now we're equal because I forgot mine that one time.
The password is a 2,500 pin handicap.
Yes, I didn't mean anything by that.
Toodaloo ass.
I know it sounded really spontaneous when I said, oh, good. You lost yours.
No, I didn't lose mine. I just left it at home.
Okay.
I just forgot it.
We have to get road jerseys.
Different color?
Yeah. I frankly think we do. Listen, I mean, because I've forgotten it a lot. The bowling shirt.
We don't need the accoutrements. We don't need the fancy bowling balls. We don't need the fancy shirt. You know what we need? We need someone who can throw the goddamn ball down the goddamn middle and knock down all the goddamn pills.
Language.
Pins.
That's
pins.
True. That's true. But I like the accoutrement.
Yeah, and
Lisa, it's all God, really.
I'll pay for him. Lisa, don't wave your hand over there like you're the one. Are you the one who throws the ball down the middle every time and knocks down all the pins?
Hey, right. How about this? Road bowling shirts on me.
You got
white and black?
Like with a white flavor to them.
I tell you what, we'll go on the net after today's program.
And we'll pick them out. Same maker and stuff like that.
Same company.
What do you guys think, huh?
Make it happen. Is it your treat?
Yeah.
Make it happen. What are you doing, Lisa?
You get my credit card.
Everyone pleased with their sizing and everything? Because I'm sure it's on file. We'll have them for our next road trip.
All right, good.
Make it happen.
All right, now I want a hat. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know.
I want a patch.
Yesterday during the show, I started to read the musings of the transsexual who was in jail.
It was really scary, all over the place, very dismal, very dreary, and above all else, gross.
But I've decided to save that and move on to Craig Wilson.
Same things that I just mentioned would apply to the Craig Wilson column also.
Well, before we get to Craig Wilson, let me mention that we've been so busy with all this other useless inside, in-home crap today that tomorrow we're still going to try to do the contest, What You Got In There.
What's in there?
Where we're going to give out $1,000for the most interesting item that guys have in their B's and girls have in their V's.
Excellent.
So load up and come down and join us. And I know that we've not talked about it a lot. If we don't get anybody showing up, we'll figure out another way to give away the money. The money we're giving away tomorrow. Either way, we're giving away $1,000 tomorrow on the show. Courtesy of the Dish Network, 800-333-DISH.
Very good.
I will only set this up one time for the good people of Philadelphia who have never heard the Craig Wilson feature before. I don't know if you read USA Today. Most people don't.
Right.
Most people either get them in hotels or if you're in an airport, that's why you read USA Today. And, of course, disc jockeys read USA Today because, like, for your average morning zoo show, it's your show prep right there. Mm-hmm. You open this baby up and you know you got something to... You've got some water cooler topics.
Woo!
You've got, like, it's like Elvis Duran topics.
Woo!
Hey, listen, I was reading USA Today. 47% of women say that their husbands snore. How about you, ladies?
Well, today's got a perfect one. Would you like to hear about the top sci-fi fantasy books?
Yeah.
There you go, baby.
So no one reads it except disc jockeys and travelers. Well, we're disc jockeys, so we get it every day.
Yes, we do.
And on Wednesday, there's an article by a guy named Craig Wilson. Guys, as far as I'm concerned, out of the closet.
Yeah, I've always argued with you about that, but let us just say, when one reads his column, one could ask some very interesting questions about his
sexuality.
Well, he writes about his partner Jack.
And yes, he does.
The fact that he was the decorated.
He was the high school decorating chairman for his prom.
They had a Hawaiian theme.
Yes, and he picked out the floral arrangements.
And he loves his dogs,
Murphy,
and he loves his mom.
I've memorized his life.
It's the queerest thing. And what we used to do was before. We started reading this on the air. We would actually amuse each other in the office on Wednesdays by reading this to each other in our fag voices.
Rob used to highlight all the good parts. It was hysterically funny.
And then one day I just said to Rob, I said, why are we doing this in the office? Why aren't we doing this on the air? So now every day, on Wednesdays, we get his column. It's on the front page of the purple section, the life section of USA Today. And the feature is so popular now that people are actually buying the newspaper.
Yeah, to read along with us.
You're welcome, USA Today. Or they're going online to read the column online with us.
Right.
And now we present, as we do every Wednesday, the dramatic reading of... The Final Word. By Craig Wilson.
Too many gray-haired men keeping time in a bottle.
I come.
Trying to forget love.
First two words.
Feelings.
I come from a long line of gray-haired men. My grandfather, my father, my brother. All gray as a winter's day. And now me.
I was raised on the adage that men with gray hair look distinguished. What else could we say? We were making the best of the situation.
But now, I think I was duped.
If being gray-haired and distinguished is such a wonderful thing, why are gray-haired men becoming scarcer than liberal Republicans?
Scan that shade area you're sitting at the airport. Look across that hotel dining room. How many distinguished gray-haired men do you see? Not many. We've become a rare breed.
Look younger, get promoted. That's what all those hair coloring ads say.
Personally, I have no desire to be promoted. I've got enough work to do already.
To me, gray hair is a badge of honor. A very visual sign that what you see is what you get. Besides, surveys show that men with gray hair are stronger, more secure, and less likely to cause a scene at the mall than those who have taken to the bottle. It's a fact.
You still want to argue with me about this guy's sexuality?
No.
I saw Bob Dole at the airport the other morning, and I wanted to go up to him and say, Bob, you seem like a nice guy. Now stop it. It wouldn't have been talking about his Viagra commercials either. His hair is as brown as a late summer berry. He's 78.
Then there's Strom Thurmond. Who at 99 has hair the color of Tang. Not sure what's going on there. Maybe it's a southern thing. I'm not even sure it's on the Just for Men color wheel. But I could be wrong. Speaking of that, am I the only one who thinks the before guys with the gray hair look better than the after guys with the shoe polish hair?
God damn, he's killing me this week.
Walter Cronkite didn't dye his hair, and he survived quite nicely, and... Richard Gere didn't dye his hair either. And his career went on. Dan Rather did dye his hair a while back. Looked ridiculous and toned it down. Maybe he wanted his credibility back.
Luck of the draw, I get the best paragraph this week.
Just love to get into the next refrain here.
My partner Jack... also gray and distinguished, and I play a little game at our house. It's called Yes or No.
Oh, I gotta read the music.
Hold on.
Give me a second. You did get the mother of all paragraphs this week. Lucky you. Yeah, start it again.
I will.
We have to wait till the guys sing.
Now back to the final word.
I'm Craig Wilson.
My partner, Jack, also gray and distinguished, and I play a little game at our house. It's called Yes or No.
Trying to forget.
When guys of a certain age and questionable hair color come on TV, one of us yells out, yes or no, and then the other one has 2 seconds to answer.
Mel Gibson? Yes.
Matt Lauer? No. Not yet, anyway. His temples remain gray. Good for him.
Dick Clark? Hello?
Jeez. Oddly enough, TV women seem to be more honest about their male counterparts. Oddly enough, TV women seem to be more honest than their male counterparts about their dye jobs. Katie Couric has joked with guests about how she seems to grow blonder by the hour. And when newswoman Greta Van Susteren's new face and hair put her all over the media map last month, she was really quite upfront about it. That she went looking for her 30th class reunion. The problem is, of course, old classmates won't know who she is, because she doesn't look like Greta Van Susteren anymore. A name tag may be in order.
Now, one last question.
Is President Bush dyeing his hair?
Quick! Yes or no?
I'm not sure. But it looked a little darker on TV the other night. If he is, he should stop it. I'm surprised his mother hasn't told him that.
Or maybe she has.
Craig Wilson!
Oh, man, that was a good one. He didn't disappoint this week.
No, he doesn't. And feelings
like I've never had. You know, and it's just luck of the draw. I swear to God, I don't go through before this. I go.
No, it's really like count every week who's going to get the better paragraph.
Count the paragraphs. But I had the money paragraph.
Oh, that my partner Jack.
My partner Jack. And you take the R out of that, incidentally. It's my partner Jack, also gay and distinguished. But you know, no, it says gray.
Gray.
We play a little game.
It's called hide and seek.
My partner Jack and. My partner Jack, also gray and distinguished, and I play a little game in our house. It's called Yes or No.
Jack, look, yes or no, Mel Gibson?
Yes. And they play another game called Yes or No, too.
Absolutely. Ready?
Yes. Yeah.
No!
Yes.
No!
Yes.
No!
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Who's your daddy?
You.
Craig Wilson.
Yes. Where's our dog Murphy?
The gardener.
I love his column, man. I really do.
It's great.
It's getting better.
It does. It
gets better and better.
Art Buchwald could take a lesson.
That's for sure.
And now we had him scheduled one time on the show to be on as an interview. And he was not even aware that we read the columns. He was on hold, and he heard some segment we were doing. And his comment, Rob, was,
I don't want to be a part of this garbage.
There you go. And he went away, so we never had him on the show.
Yeah. The final word by Craig Wolf.
Where's that on the color wheel?
Let's play yes or no.
There he is.
Hey, Jack. Yes.
Let's play yes or no.
Okay.
Matt Lauer.
No.
No, you're right. You're right. It's Temple.
Yes. Oh.
It's Temple.
Dick Clark. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Joey Abenhoff to us.
I'm not sure, but it looked a little darker on TV.
Look across the restaurant.
Listen to his mother. Maybe he should listen. I'm surprised his mother hasn't told him that yet.
His hair that's brown as a late summer berry.
A late summer berry.
I wish maybe his hair that's brown.
Oh, no.
His hair is brown as my
eye. My tender eye.
My violated eye.
His hair as brown as my underpants.
There you go.
After walking. Because I don't drive to work. That was another call.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's right.
Because you got to give pedestrians the proper right of way when they're walking.
Right. To me, gray hair is a badge of honor. Three. Brown as a late summer berry. Eat those berries.
Yeah.
Yes, no, yes, no. Mel Gibson, yes. Matt Lauer, no, not that anyway. His temples remain gray. Good for him.
just sit there poring over GQ. Yes, no, yes, no.
And the picture that they have that accompanies the column is equally funny.
Yeah, it looks like something you'd see out of the 50s.
Because it's like it's a generic guy's head with a...
color wheel.
Yeah, 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 a color wheel. Thank you, Buzz. On top where they have like...
Like for idiots that might read the column and say, I wouldn't understand it unless they put that diagram in there.
That sure is helpful.
You know, one time I'd like to see a picture of Craig Wilson there. Yeah. Is he on the USA Today website?
No, let's see.
Go to www.usa.com, Rob, and see... Let's get a look at Craig Wilson, see if there's
a picture. Well, he obviously has gray hair.
Not like it.
I think we were looking at that last week. He's actually there. He's gray and balding.
Is there a picture of him, really?
I believe so. I think somewhere I saw a picture of him.
Well, I gotta check this out. Okay?
Just a generic, schlubby-looking guy is what he is. I know you'd be disappointed if you were, like, looking for Charles Nelson Reilly or something.
That's kind of what I'm looking
like
for.
Big Sally Jesse Raphael's glass frames. Nah, you're not going to get what you want there. I know exactly what you're looking for.
Brett Klugman glasses for the
dressed like
game.
Nathan Lane in the Birdcage. Not going to happen.
Dr. Phil, maybe. And goddamn, every time I turned on Oprah yesterday, every time I turn on Oprah and I see Dr. Phil,
right.
I think she has Hank Kingsley.
Yeah, Kingsley.
I really do. He looks so much like Hank Kingsley.
No, but you will be disappointed if you do get a picture of him because he is not what you'd want him to be.
You go to the life section, Rob.
Just an average guy.
All right, hold on. Editorial opinion. Scroll down. Scroll down.
No, not under editorial. But I know you're expecting maybe Rip Taylor.
It's not going to do it. Go to the life section.
It isn't going to happen.
Right, click on life. Here we go.
Picture of Siegfried and Roy. Here we go. Wearing like silk, like a big silk puffy shirt.
Hold on. They're pulling it up now.
Hey, Peter Johnson.
They have a Peter Johnson. Well, great, but find the Craig Wilson, kids.
Here we go.
Read that. His final word offers observations and musings on everyday life. There he is.
It's updated every Wednesday.
Oh,
well, let me see the picture.
Am I right?
Okay. Yeah. First observation. Seriously?
Yeah.
James Coco.
Sam Huff.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah, that fits.
Sam Huff.
Yeah.
Bald and gay.
You know, average looking guy. Not a guy you could like pigeonhole by looking at him.
No.
Not in a long
also show. Looks like. If you read a story about like a priest that was a boy toucher,
oh god!
And you saw the picture, and you saw the priest,
dear.
Like who's this guy that I read about in California who's running for a judgeship? He's running.
Yeah.
Nobody's running against this guy,
right?
So he's unopposed on the ballot.
Right. You know this, Buzz? Do you know about
this?
I'm
aware of the story. Yeah, and they cracked into his computer and found out that he was going to all these kiddie porn sites.
Oh no! Yeah.
So he's He's like up on charges.
Because he ran.
Of kiddie porn.
Yeah, be careful for running for public office.
He's up on charges, and he's running unopposed. Mm-hmm. So they're saying, on one hand, the guy's in court
right.
On these kiddie porn charges, but on the other hand, the fine voters are probably going to reelect him since there's no one running against him.
Yeah, and you know guys like that, when it's an election where they're running unopposed, you always get that guy that's interviewed on the news and says, I don't believe a word of it.
But at least Gary Condon lost yesterday. Yes. To our friends in Northern California and Sacramento. Good for you.
Congratulations.
I know that Chandra wanted very briefly to come on the show and give her feelings. You know, Chandra Levy is in a box, in a hole somewhere. We speak to her through a PVC pipe. Chandra, can you hear me?
Huh?
Chandra, have you heard the good news or am I the first to bring it to you?
No, what's the news?
Gary Condon.
Excuse me, hold on. I'm just finishing up my peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Okay, are you ready? Take a bite.
Thank you.
All right, Chandra?
Yes.
Gary Condon lost the runoff election. He's not going to be reelected. He's not going back to the Senate.
Oh, that is justice for that a-hole. Like, I can't stand him. I can't believe he had the gonads to just go ahead and run anyway. I just hate him so much. And meanwhile, I'm down here on the ground. Maybe they can get me out of here now, finally. And I can tell my side of the story and how he set me up, son of a bitch. Unbelievable bastard. He's such a like bastard. I can't believe he even ran. I'm so glad he lost. Oh, people of Sacramento, I'm so glad that you voted him down. I'm so glad that you voted him down. And I'm so angry still. I'm sitting here eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and breathing through a PVC pipe. Somewhere in the desert.
But other than that, you're okay?
Other than that, I'm fine.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm fine.
How's everything going in Philadelphia?
Well, it's going good. We're turning the tide there.
Love you so.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Chandra.
Tell that bastard I'm glad he lost. He's like such a bastard. Unbelievable. Good riddance, you son of a bitch.
Good day to you, ma'am.
Okay, can I get my peanut butter and jelly
yes,
now?
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
There she is.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Exclusively on the Don and Mike Show.
Chandra. I love you guys.
I love you too, love Chandra. You.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Love the Craig Wilson gum.
Oh.
Is he gay or like what?
There she goes.
She's nice.
See, Mike, that's what I love about you.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when that story was fresh?
Yes.
When you're like, man,
right?
That's out of bounds.
Yeah.
Don't be making jokes about Chandra.
Yeah, I know, I know.
But now look at
me.
You now.
Look at me now.
Look at you now.
Look at me on the highway to hell.
Welcome to my side. Look at you now. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you, Doc.
Got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen the new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Believe you, that's why we're here.
A day-to-day struggle to find the worst in people. The Don and Mike Show.
Not a problem. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is James out in Livermore near Sacramento.
Right, hi.
Do I get the Sacramento dance?
Mike, you do the Sacramento dance?
You know, we're just kind of doing it real subtle-like right here. We're doing it in our seats.
Okay. Kind of like when you hear a good song on the radio and you dance.
Just kind of you're tapping your foot to it. We're tapping our finger to it.
Hey, yesterday, first time I ever had to pull over.
What do you mean?
Talking about the guy who wanted to castrate himself.
Dawn story or whatever that was, the Delta Dawn story?
Yeah, doing it with dirty dental floss, that'll get you.
Wow.
I've driven laughing so hard, I've got to pry my eyes open.
Interesting.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello.
Laughing, erection, crying.
Yeah, you know, the reaction, I would say, here in the studio when you were reading those letters yesterday was one of shock and disgust. Interesting laughter and turgidity was the response of the caller from Sacramento.
But, you know, I think because we did it at about this time yesterday.
Corny
that,
time.
That you're gonna wait until... You got to hear the rest of those letters on tomorrow's show.
Very good.
I hate to drag it out for another day, but I've got something else we can go with here.
He dragged it out.
Hello.
Oh, no.
John in Seattle. Don and Mike Show. Hello. John.
Johnny.
No, hold on a second.
He's clearing his throat.
Who's this? Oh, Pat?
Yeah.
I got the wrong lineup. My apologies. Hi, Pat.
Hey, how are you?
Okay.
Listen, I'm a big fan. I listen to you guys every single day.
Thanks.
On WMMN in Fairmont, West Virginia.
Who knew we were on that station?
I didn't.
Wow.
Is that the one they snuck in on us and didn't tell us?
You know, there's a whole bunch. Did you know that we're on in Norfolk now again?
I heard that, too.
In Virginia Beach?
Yeah.
So I guess the policy still of the network of not letting us know when we're on another affiliate.
Okay. So anyway, so you listen to West Virginia.
Yeah, then let me tell you, there isn't a whole lot to do in Fairmont. You guys kind of make my days bearable, okay, through work.
Thank you.
I turn it on today, and you guys are preempted. For a girls' high school basketball game.
There we go.
Well, you know the way it works with those small stations, and we've gotten so many of these calls over the years, I think we finally understand. These guys are making money by, like, signing up with the school or something. There are always these, like, contractual deals.
It's the middle of the day. It's a Wednesday. Why are these girls playing basketball on a Wednesday in the middle of the day?
Because their school pays the radio station to broadcast the game.
No, but why aren't the girls in class now?
Well, it's West Virginia.
Well, they have because they have no class.
I have an answer for everything.
All right. Goodbye. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Answer, man.
Hello.
We can shoot hoops. Not that pesky book learning.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Yeah, you guys rock.
Thanks.
I didn't know if you caught it, but when you were reading that second paragraph of that dude's, the dude thing, sorry.
Craig Wilson, that's our...
Yeah, the Craig Wilson thing. The word he said when you described where they played the game was our house. I mean, that's got to prove it to you right there. That, come on.
No, you're right. My partner, Jack, also gray and distinguished, and I play a little game at our house.
Share a house with my best friend, I'm going to say my buddy's house, my friend's house. Yeah. I'm not going to say my partner's.
Gotcha. Thank you, my friend.
You're
very astute. Thank you. He's a careful listener. You still not won over Mike?
Not yet. Yeah, that's not definitive proof.
You're still not sure?
Yes, doubts.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm in a band called Crap. My marriage is breaking up.
This is your guy.
Because I fight too much in bed.
God damn.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me, Laura?
This guy's your fan,
you
right?
You get grossed out by my underwear. We can't get on together.
Let me know if you wanted me to give this guy the deep six. It's your call.
He is my guy.
So if at 3 a.m. I'll rub you with my face, and I'm trying to put my pinky, you know where. Well, that doesn't mean that I wouldn't come clean if it weren't for all my medication. We can go on together with Proxima.
I'm off the. He's dated though.
Yeah.
I've been off the
Alexa for a long time.
Yeah. No, that's it. Say goodbye to him.
Okay, there you go.
Now, you got to be timely. I mean, if you're going to do it, be timely, please. Yeah. And all the stuff in there was good up until that's ancient history.
Yeah.
Why I'm so tense.
God damn it. Yeah, let me just say that.
Yes.
That's a good word to describe you, Mike.
Absolutely.
Tense,
yeah.
Tense.
That's right.
Let me just say.
I wish I could be more like you.
What do you mean?
We've both been tense this week. It's been very tense.
I haven't noticed it.
No, listen. You're tense.
Yes.
But you're tense in another way as well.
Yes, absolutely. Oh.
You need...
Yes.
Let me just say, you need a release.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
What are you going to do?
I just feel bad for
you. You notice that, huh?
I feel bad for any waitress who serves you. For any woman walking down the street.
Fine. But, man, I have self-control.
Others lock up your daughters.
Yes, I know.
That's all I know, man.
I understand, Dave.
It's like the ugliest pig is walking down the street. You go, hey, look at her.
Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up. You.
Just busting your balls.
I know you are, but...
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Truth and everything.
Mike, I'm kidding.
I understand.
You've never said that when an ugly woman's walked by.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Dot.
Yeah.
Listen, I just didn't know if you went over your TV review last night and happened to catch MTV with a new show called The Osbournes.
Listen,
I wish I'd seen that. I saw a promo for that.
The Osbournes is absolutely 100%, I'm going to say, next to The Simpsons, maybe the best television show on TV after the first episode, which I did watch last night. It's great because...
What an endorsement.
It's Ozzy without his shirt on.
Oh, God.
And a lot.
Talking.
And Ozzy's kids, who are as effed up as he is.
Now, are they his real kids?
He's one in the bunch. That's the funny part. He's, like, trying to control this whole house of, like, rejects, and the people are like, F this and BS this and... Yeah. I mean, bleep.
They must have had 100 bleeps on last night's episode.
I know nothing about this show. Now, is this based on his real family? Or is it totally fictitious?
The real world in a house in California.
They are... They are his real family.
Right.
It is unscripted, but they have a basic premise.
Right, it's like unscripted, but directed.
Okay, so it's not like you're watching The Real World where they're following them around. They're doing a situation comedy, but they are part. It's part real.
The Osbournes.
And part made up. And there's a scene, the one I love is where his daughter's in the kitchen, and Ozzy comes out, and he starts yelling at her, and she turns around, she starts yelling at him, and it's like, she's going, F you! And he goes, F you! And then it's just, it's back and forth, and he's punching the TV remote, and he can't answer the cell phone,
and he's still messed up.
Yeah!
I mean, totally messed
he's
up.
He's Ozzy. It is, maybe, with the exception of The Simpsons, I don't think I've laughed out loud the first time I've seen a television show in I don't know how many years.
I can't wait to see the premise. You can't argue with the premise.
I give it a total rave. A total rave.
That's fantastic.
Love it. The Osbournes. It's beautiful. And it's really Ozzy and his real wife and his real kids.
He is just, I mean, he's funny when you just see him on camera to start with.
And it's a lot of him, like, talking to the camera. Him sitting with no shirt on, covered with tattoos, talking to the camera going, what am I going to do with me kids?
That's good. I look forward to that.
Good. It's outstanding. Yeah. It's great.
Ozzy's boom.
Yeah. John is just sending me an instant message, though. You're right about this. You're right, John. They need subtitles because a lot of times you get the
Ozzy is unintelligible.
Yeah. Right, John? Yeah. I mean, they get going. You can't understand what they're saying.
All you heard was you would hear him mumble and curse, and then his wife would yell and curse, and then his kids would curse at their parents, and they would yell at the kids. And then they'd curse at the nanny, and the nanny would curse at the family. It was amazing. Best TV ever.
A great show.
All right.
A great. I mean, beyond great.
Trailblazing.
A fantastic effing show.
Put a camera on Ozzy.
I know we bitch about MTV a lot and we say, just play the videos. But, I mean, this is one show they've got.
Right.
That's fantastic. And don't put it on at that crappy time spot when I'm going to bed.
If it's successful, you get all the ripoffs. Tommy Lee's company.
Tommy Lee's company.
I mean, you know, you'll get them all.
I'd watch it. I'd watch it.
Sure.
All right. Listen, here's the Jaggers. The headline,
Basses
from the Globe.
Keith Richards.
The Richards.
The Richards. Just one in there with.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, the Richards. It's a Donna Mike. You got it?
There you go.
Sunday night on Fox.
The Richards.
The Richards family.
Hello. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, this is Craig from Morristown, New Jersey.
Hi there, Craig.
Hey, did you see the part when Jack and the nanny, Melinda...
Oh, so the kid... Right, the son starts... The son goes off on the nanny.
Right.
I mean...
Yells at his caretaker.
Beyond hey, great.
How old are the kids, roughly?
The kid looks... the son, they're about the same, maybe 13, 14. Is that what you would educate the... your educated guest be about their ages?
I don't know. I don't get the MTV in my
John,
house,
no. What do you think? How old are the kids?
I'm thinking they're around 16, because they were at, like, a club watching a band at one point.
That wouldn't matter, though. They're the Osbournes.
But I know from having a kid that there's lots of under 21 clubs that, like, 13-year-olds can get into if they don't serve hooch.
But I'm thinking 16 and 13, maybe.
Maybe a little stunted. I mean, they are Ozzy's kids.
What's that healthy lifestyle?
Right.
The kids running around in the house with an army helmet and full fatigues with a gun.
Yeah. They hit him with a gun last night.
Oh, my God.
Kenny.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey.
Did you see when he was running around the house with his rifle looking for the machete to put on the top of it?
Yes.
You mean the bayonet?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, the thing that you stab a guy with.
He's looking all over this little boxes and everything for his bayonet. And then he has a remote control for the television.
Oh, now
he can control everything in the house with this thing. And he starts beating the crap out of it because he doesn't know how to use it.
And he can't answer the cell phone.
And then he settles down to watch some nice war program with his son, putting his arm around him. He'll be blown away. And he's like, oh, no, this is relaxing.
I mean, it's the greatest show I've ever seen.
Oh, man, now I'm jacked. Now I am really jacked to see
it. The greatest. You got a TiVo at Mike.
Very good.
Make sure you see what
the Osbournes.
Lucky enough to be up last. I totally forgotten it was on, and boom, there it was, 10:30 last night.
The Osbournes. Why are my kids' legs so short?
On the MTV. Who's a good one? Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, this is George.
Yeah, George. Hi.
Hi, I'm calling you from the hospital in Jersey City. I just had an asthma attack.
You doing okay now?
Yeah, I'm a very big fan. I got hooked on you guys on a Saturday afternoon. When they have the best of Donna Mike.
All right, the replays.
And then I listen to you at 1:30 in the morning.
Wow.
I consider you guys to be radio gods.
Thank you, my friend.
Can I ask you for an autograph picture, or would I have to call NEW in New York?
Oh, we'll give you whatever you want. Just keep breathing.
Hold on, Cameron Greenwood.
One question, guys.
Answer that for yes.
When was Bruce Johnson the Beach Boy?
Bruce Johnson was a Beach Boy after Brian left?
He came on, I think, in like 66 or 7 to tour when Brian didn't want to tour anymore, and he's stayed with the band since then, I think.
He was the lead singer, and I'm going to get me down the Beach Boys highway. He's the lead singer on the single version of Darlin'.
One other question. When are you guys going to be back up in New York?
We're here now.
You're here now. I'm in the hospital. Boy, you going to be up in the city next month?
Are you, like, calling from your hospital bed?
Yes, I'm calling you from the hospital bed.
And they've given you enough medication?
Yes, they gave me enough medication to make me feel very comfortable.
Very good.
Should we send this guy, like, a girl to the service home?
How long are you going to be in the hospital?
For about a week.
Are you going to be in there for a week?
Yeah.
Wow. Would you like us to send up a
lap dancer?
A girl to...
I would really appreciate it. I can use anything. I haven't gone out with anybody in 7 years since I broke up my girlfriend.
Wow. How old are you, George?
I'll be 48 in June.
48. All right, so if we sent you up a lap dancer and we, like, told her... Don't look at me like that, Lisa.
Like, come in with, like, candy or flowers or something. Like, she's going to visit her uncle. And then, do you have a private room?
No, I got a roommate.
Well, you can pull the curtain, though.
That would be acceptable.
Is your roommate cool?
He's sleeping. He's an older gentleman.
He's an older gentleman?
Right.
Well, you got the curtain. That's right, you got the curtain. You can have privacy.
You know, would you want it to be just a lap dance, or would you want it to be Sir Jerk-a-Lot?
Just whatever you guys prefer.
Here's what I think. I think if we could give this guy the number, we could send somebody out to his hospital, and we could actually hear the lap dance on the air, couldn't we? If they did it, like, tomorrow?
I don't see why not. Hold on a second, okay?
Okay, Don and Mike, thanks a lot.
Hold on.
You guys are radio gods.
Hey, Lisa, hold on. Come here. Let me give you a credit card.
That'd be nice. Maybe a nurse's outfit?
Very good.
Yeah, they did that for...
Well, I think a nurse's outfit, they might throw her out. Oh, okay. I mean, what it is, just be like a relative who's coming to visit.
Yeah, okay.
All right, here you go.
Be fantastic.
Go,
Hope he cleans up.
My auntie.
Buy him a nice whore.
Okay.
You know, I mean a lap dancer.
A lap dancer.
Right.
Yeah.
And set it up for, give him the hotline number. And let the guy call tomorrow. Let the girl show up. Like, it'd be ideal. Right at 11, right at the beginning of the show.
Be fantastic. Sure. The patient next to him in 3D has passed away.
See if you can get, we'll talk to you again. Hey, George? Hey, George.
Yes.
In the hospital?
Yes.
Here's the deal. We're going to set it up tomorrow morning at 11.
That sounds great.
Is that a good time in the hospital?
You normally visiting hours start at 1.
You what?
Visiting hours start at 1.
At 1 o'clock.
Okay. At 1 o'clock. Right, they go from 1 to 8.
All right, then we'll start it at 1 o'clock. We'll send the girl up. We'll arrange for her to be there at 1. And we'll give you a number to call us on, a special number.
Okay.
You just call us as soon as she gets there, and then we can have the play-by-play on the air of you getting your lap dance in the hospital.
All you have to do is, like, put the phone down next to your hospital bed. And, tell the nurses you don't want to be disturbed.
Okay, I will do.
All right, hold on.
They're not the prettiest of nurses, guys.
Gotcha. Wow. All right, that's a shock. Hold on, please.
When you're in a hospital, it's isn't it like being in prison?
Yeah, yes, it is.
And nothing better.
Buzz is voluntary. Yes, it is.
This will help his breathing.
Nothing better for an asthmatic than a lot of heavy breathing.
Sure. 1 o'clock p.m.
I hope that doesn't, like, kick him off. If he's in there for a week,
it's
going to be pretty heavy duty.
Well, he's got to be in danger. That's the place to be in danger.
But yeah. I guess if he's got medication there, he's okay with it. You know what? Don't you know that on his chart somewhere, the doctor's written no stress, no unusual activity.
So, all right, so tomorrow, 1 o'clock, George in the hospital will be getting a lap dance live on the show.
No caffeine, no strippers.
That's what we do for our listeners, our infirm listeners.
I'm his cousin.
We take care of you. Here's the shocking inside story from the tabloids. The shocking inside story of Arnold Schwarzenegger's marriage from hell.
Really?
Friends say it's the marriage from hell. But Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger will never divorce because, despite everything, they love each other.
Oh, well, I think that's special.
The marriage has been plagued by Arnie's lies, his cheating, and his arrogant belief that he can behave as he pleases.
Well, he's a very powerful man.
Now, and Arnold will be joining us shortly. Maria, 46, and Arnold, 54, have decided to renew their vows. In many ways, says one of Maria's friends, Arnold is the world's biggest pig.
Wow.
But he's a wonderful father and a loyal provider. Although Maria's had to endure the shame of repeated sex scandals to keep her marriage going, she's determined to see it through. Maria, who is trimmed down thanks to the Zone diet, admits her marriage is far from perfect.
Nice.
Now, in the More magazine...
Lost 10 pounds off her teeth.
Here's a quote. Here's a quote from Maria Shriver. I used to think, why couldn't I have been attracted to the guy next door, some Irish Catholic from Boston? To meet someone from another country in a high-profile profession, it takes compromise. She still gets a thump in her heart from Arnie's hunky looks.
Oh, God.
But she's she's realistic. Here's another quote now from Maria Shriver.
He's a pig again?
It's a mistake to think your husband can be your best lover, your best support system, your best nurturer, your best all-in-one. That's too much for one person. Arnold is challenging, and I have lots of friends whose men are far easier to live with. But that's not what I opted for. The biggest blow to their marriage came last year when it was revealed that they had a 7-year affair with former child actress Gigi Goyette.
Oh, Gigi. No. Oh, Gigi.
It began in 75 when
Gigi Goyette.
She was just 16. And after a 14-year hiatus, they picked up again in 89. Ultimately, their secret tryst proved how brazen the actor would be. Once went to Hawaii, Arnold waited for Maria to fall asleep. Then he tiptoed out of their hotel suite and down the hall to visit Gigi, where they had the most amazing sex. I think we've heard that story before.
I think that's been in that particular tabloid before. It's not right.
Arnold's affair with Gigi was shattering to Maria, and then the other sexual escapades. To her horror, she has discovered he has one of the worst reputations in Hollywood for groping, grabbing, and making lewd remarks. Hmm. Then they have the story about Arnold grabbing the talk show host's boobs over in London.
Remember? Yeah, the British talk show host.
Arnold has denied wrongdoing, but the action was caught on videotape.
Oh.
So now they got a tape of Arnold reaching out and touching the girl's boobs, and Maria's real hot about it. When Maria saw the tape, she flipped her lid. She gave him hell for getting touchy-feeling with another woman who was just doing her job. Shortly after Arnold's overseas indiscretions, the marriage was rocked further by an expose in Premier Magazine, saying that he was Hollywood's number one mauler. He pulled a Linda Terminator Hamilton onto his lap and grabbed her breast during a limo ride, made out with Total Recall co-star Rachel Tenotkin at a nightclub, and has sexually harassed various showbiz babes. This brought from Maria a warning, one more transgression, and he would be history.
Wow.
That she was going to divorce him. Maria has tightened the screws. She has demanded a list of all the women Arnold has cheated with over the years, and she has ordered him to call her by cell phone 10 to 12 times a day.
Wow.
When they're apart. But despite everything, Maria is going to forgive, if not forget.
Yep.
She was in L.A. for the premiere of his new movie, Collateral Damage. Lucky for Arnold, Maria's from the Kennedy family, where the women stand by. Yeah, tell Jackie O about that.
Right.
Where the women stand by no matter what the man does.
It's the way it's done.
And as you can see here, the pictures that go along with the article, they have Big Dumb Arnold.
His pictures with that smile.
And here he is with Gigi. That's the 16-year-old he had the affair with, and then she grew up a little bit, and he started it up again. Here he is on TV. He's such an idiot. Grabbing the ass of the woman who's interviewing him on TV.
They have the picture.
They have the picture, see? Off the videotape?
Hey,
Arnold grabbing the woman's ass.
Naughty Arnold.
And here he is with another woman, and as you can see, another TV reporter. And what she's doing is she's grabbing his arm and pulling his arm off her as he is mauling her in the photo. So the question is, what is the real deal with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yeah. There is only one way to find out. And that is for us to welcome to the Don and Mike Show. And we're glad that he's such a close friend that he comes in on a regular basis. Ladies and gentlemen,
hi.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi.
It's good to see you. I understand you've been reading into tabloids about my exploits in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maria considers me to be a good lover. That's, you can't read the things in the tabloid that that say that I'm a bad lover and that I'm a fondler or a groper. Well, that's all lies. That's propagated by liars who want to bring me down. That's the way it is. Stifle that yarn, Buzz.
Look at the pictures.
Oh, that's a bunch of crap.
But, now, here you are on London TV grabbing the host's ass.
That's all lies. That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean that I'm a bad guy or that I've got, you know, the problems with my marriage or the girls. That I can explain everything away.
Okay. We got a break. Can you explain all of these allegations when we come back from commercials?
I'd be happy to talk about the harassment or the Linda Hamilton with my tongue or the grabbing of the crotches and the breasts and my lover Gigi Goyette. And don't forget to watch my movie that's coming out, okay?
What movie is that?
The next one. The big one that's going to have a good time.
And is there a message in German you'd like to give to any of your German fans right now?
Yeah, Dummkopf, that's a dumb guy in the head that wrote the story. Schnell, I'll take the machine gun and blow your head off. That's with my hammer. I'm having meat machine guns put in the front of my hammer, and I'll cut you in two. Because I don't like you. I'm just going to make sure you're dead.
Sometimes on the show, haven't I heard when you've been on the phone with your agent or something, you actually speak German to him?
I only do that when the phone rings.
Oh.
But I could talk to him right now. Hold on just a second. Let me just dial it in.
Dial him up. Call your agent up. See what he thinks of your appearance on the show thus far.
Okay, I got a new one. I got him last week in Austria.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hans! Dein Splendor, die spannende Farben.
You see, the real one.
Deutschland verschwindet einen. Oben, die geschrieben, da kannst du immer da. Tabloids.
I can never get him to talk like this on the show.
Yeah. It's only on the phone.
When he's on the phone with his agent.
That's good. He said that I'm doing a good job to keep on with the show that's on the radio that sounds good.
Okay, good.
Okay, and to promote the next picture.
Which is?
That I don't know.
And his name is Hans?
His name is Hans. He's from Austria. Okay. He's from a tiny village called Bibelvier. That's where we used to go skiing and eat chocolate.
You're going to answer all the questions we come back?
I'll answer any questions. Hans has told me that the honesty is the best policy.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Get on.
The Don and Mike Show.
Get the Dish Money's, get the Dish Network's digital home plan. 165 digital and static free channels for 3 months plus free installation. Call 800-333-DISH.
Yeah.
I think we're still planning on doing the contest. That's the, what do you got up there?
Radio looks good with the contests that you have when the people call the shows. That's good.
But we've not really hit it a lot, the fact that we want you to come up with stuff either in your butt or in your vag. So if... Oh, you got a call?
It's Arnold's phone.
Yeah, Hans.
So the deal is, if we don't end up doing the What You Got In There contest, we'll do it another day. We'll just play a call-in game tomorrow to give away the $1,000.
Does she have shaved parts?
Oh.
Yeah, that's good.
Wow.
So I'll see you later.
Let me take a call while Arnold's taking his call.
Okay, I'm off.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
My name's Perry.
Yes, hello.
Yes, I'm... from New Jersey, that's South Jersey, and Cherry Hill.
That's a great place, and I hope that the people of New Jersey go to see Collateral Damage, which is a good film with lots of action and shootouts. That's the people in New Jersey would like Collateral Damage. That's the movie Hans told me to talk about.
Gotcha.
And he said I wasn't promoting the film enough with the other things, and you just want to talk about the sex that I've been involved in, and so I should talk about the movie. That's a good idea.
There you go.
Hold on a second.
Wait, what can I do for you, sir?
Yeah, Hans.
Are you there?
Rose!
Hey, are you there, sir?
Well, this means...
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, no, Arnold's just taking a phone call. I'm
talking
to you.
Hold on a second. I'm taking a call.
No, hold on. I'm taking a call.
Need to put this toilet in.
Okay. What can I do for you, sir?
Are you talking to me now?
Yeah. Arnold's on his own call.
I'm sorry. This is Perry from New Jersey.
Yes.
Going off to South Jersey.
Oh, you're funny.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to congratulate you. I am so happy that you guys are down here on the radio station.
Yeah. Oh, on YSP? Oh, beautiful.
I'm driving all day in the North Jersey area.
Who's this on the phone right now? Are you taking calls?
It's absolutely great.
What's your name?
Thank you.
Hey, what's your name? Guy on the phone.
From the guy in prison.
Hey, guy.
Hilarious.
Guy, what's your name?
My name is Perry.
Perry, how you doing? You like Arnold Schwarzenegger movies?
Absolutely.
Why don't you go this weekend? You got a special date? A girl in your life that you like to, you know, take out to the films when you go see Collateral Damage?
Yeah, my wife, I'd love to take her to see it.
Okay, and then on the weekend, maybe you could rent Twins or Last Action Hero. Does that sound like a good idea?
Goodbye, my friend.
See you many times.
Okay, you take care of yourself. You're a good man.
Listen, you tell me about these girls that you've been having sex with.
Yeah, that's not true. They're all lies. They're lies with people. Bring down Arnold to the thing and bring him into the gutter.
Look at this picture of you.
That's bull.
You are... No, Arnold.
That's a doctored photograph.
That's not a doctored photograph.
That's not my hand.
That's your hand. You're going right on that woman's ass.
Well, there's one time. The thing... Can I explain?
Yes.
One of the things that people do is they see Arnold, if I like a girl that's talking to me like in the press with the interviews, I'll grab her breast to show that she's having a good time. And so am I. So that's why I will do that. That's what I enjoy doing. So she gets all offended and then she writes to the reporters that it's bad and... Hold on a second.
Hold on. Your agent's on the phone again.
Yeah, boom. Dagestan, hi, Hans. Yeah. She don't die in the fire. He gets a breast sexual enhancement or harassment.
It's a globe.
You don't see the globe. The globe.
Here's the picture. There you are.
It's the bullshit. I see the bullshit. I don't want to survive. She don't want to risk it. I bet you can. There's the pubes. Yeah. Dagestan, Hans. Okay. I'm on the radio. I got to talk. I got to talk to the disc jockey. Goodbye. People say, that's it. Okay, he's gone. Now what I was saying is, I says, if Arnold likes you with the interviews, he'll take his hands and I'll put my hand on the breast. Not to be sexy, but to say thank you for the good interview. And so, you know, I like you. So it's my way. I don't mean that I want to, you know, have your sexual intercourse just because I'm squeezing your breast. So they get it misconstrued. And like the reporter says, that I put my hand there trying to have sex, and I didn't...
So you just touch and squeeze and fondle the woman's breast as a way of saying thank you for the good interview?
That's it. I don't mean anything by it, and if people think I say that I do that because I want to make sex, that's not the way it's supposed to. I'm not banging. Oh. I just want the appreciation, and I'm not into having the, you know, humping going on. Oh. What I'm really into is actually making my pictures work so I can make a lot of money, and you can have a good time and go out and see them in the theaters, which is the standard thing which I would like everybody to do. So that's it. I want to make sure that everybody likes me and likes my pictures. And that, hold on a second.
Will you please,
it's Hans again.
Tell your agent you're on the air.
Hi, Hans. Yeah, listen, I'm on the air with the Don Geronimo's doing the right. Did you finish the list? That's good. Finish it up. Put it double space, and it's got to be sent to here at the Hannesport. At the Kennedy compound.
Oh, this is the list of all the women you banged. Must be. Yeah.
Okay,
is that the list of all the women you banged?
What I'm doing is listing girlfriends that I have over the years that are some, you know, with needs, and she's one of the Kennedy girls with her big jaws and teeth, which doesn't make me as turgid as I used to be. That's a word I use that you can say. It means my Arnold meat.
Yeah.
Now, that's how the many way it's girls, supposed to work.
How many girls? We read in this article that Maria Shriver wants a little.
The only one I've had real sex with is Gigi Goyette. Gigi Goyette and I were very sexually active, but she felt it was necessary. She'd give me rub downs on the set of
When I played Julius Benedict, she would give me rubdowns because of the steroids would get some of the poisons out of my quadriceps. So she would actually rub them out, and of course she would say, now the front. So I'd lay on my back, and Gigi Goyette grabbed my trick. And that's when it all started.
She worked your man?
Yeah. When I was playing Harry Tasker in another picture that I did.
The Last Action Hero?
In The Last Action Hero, it developed into the, you know, the more of the sexual relationships that lasted a long time. So and I'd be on the road doing a picture, and I've got the location shooting, so I need to make sex with someone.
On this list of women that you have to send to your wife,
yeah.
How many women are on the list?
Oh, there's about 30,000 women that I've had. No, nine that I've had. No,
women.
No. Let me explain to you, because you're going to make it. You're going to make it something really sordid and dirty. And I'm going to tell you that you're wrong about that, because the women I've had, I've met, and they've all been impressed. They're most of the women that I will see, of course, want to have intercourse with Arnold. But I'm not going to do it, because I'm a good man. But somehow, like when Gigi Goyette would rub on my leg,
sure.
I would get excited, and she'd get excited, and she said, we have to have making love right
intercourse.
Now. So I would have intercourse with Gigi Goyette, because she rubbed me down, and that would always be very exciting. And Maria should understand that I still love her and my kids, and that's why I send them the checks, and they make all the money, and I let her have her career also, which in Austria, we don't allow the women to have the careers. We actually keep them locked in the woodshed.
Oh, wow. You're very Talibanish in that regard, aren't you?
One time, I was making sex with Gigi Goyette, and James Caan came over, my friend, and we had sex together. It was good. Really good time.
You know, it seems to me that...
Hold on a second.
Is that your agent calling you again, Hans?
No, it's Maria.
Oh, it's Maria. Oh, let me hear this.
I'm not sure I want to... Okay.
Sure, yeah, answer it.
Hello. Yeah, hi, baby.
Oh, no.
How are you, baby? It's good to hear your voice again. I'm doing a radio show with Don and Mike in New York, talking about collateral damage. That's good. I love you, too. You're so beautiful. I love your teeth. I love your teeth. I want to, lick my teeth. Yeah, I lick your teeth, you lick mine, because they're both so big.
You have sex with their jaw.
That's good. I want to rub your jaw. You're so pretty. You got such a big head. I love you. I love you, and I want to make sex with you. I love you, Maria. Say hi to the rest of the Kennedys. Goodbye, my pet. My little peach plum. My little piece of fruit from the bowl. I'd like to pick you. I want to pick you when you're ripe and your juices will be running down my chin.
Wow.
Thank you so much. You're going to be my favorite plum. That's good with your oversized head. Please, okay, keep the babies for me, and then we'll come home and make sex. I will squeeze you. I will squeeze you like a pomegranate.
No.
Goodbye. That's my peach pit. That's the. I hope that satisfies. That satisfies the bitch.
Wow.
So that's good. You have to know how to treat a lady. The thing is, I'm so good at talking to the ladies. Like when I'm promoting my movies, even with the interviews, that they will fall in love with me and want to have intercourse. And so, what I do is, if they want to have intercourse, I say nine. I'm not going to do that because I'm promoting my film.
Do you? Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Do you adhere to the thought?
Yeah.
That eating ain't cheating.
I know, I've heard that expression. When I was in Brazil, I was not involved in with Maria at the time. So what I would do is, I didn't want to make the intercourse, so I would I'd do the eating. I ate my way through Brazil, if you know what I mean. That's why I came out with the concept of the juice from the fruit. And I would say in Spanish, or the other language of the country I was in, as I was working out when I was doing the Mr. Olympia,
yeah.
I would say, you are a piece of fruit and I want to taste your juices. And that would always melt the ladies. They would say, you know, your biceps are so exploding, but the fact that you would like to, you know, when you're talking about juices off your chin, that's a good thing.
So that's why it always worked for me, and they would always, you know, come back time and time again.
We get the real Arnold Schwarzenegger on this show.
Yeah. The only way I like it, though, after that, they would have to satisfy me. Because if I'm going to do them a good time, they're going to do me a good time.
Of course.
So there's only one way to do it, and that's with their two hands. Because I'm big. I'm a large Austrian man. I'm very long.
I bet you are.
I'm not wide, but I'm long. Extremely long. Oh, I'm long like a horse you would have. That's what it is. In collateral damage. Look at the scenes where I'm running around. Or perhaps when I played the role of Harry Tasker in The Last Action Hero. You can see when I'm wearing the Dickies. Yeah. You know, the those pants. Yeah. That are the big ones. You take a look. That will speak for itself. That's a little continuity I tell you about. In the
All right,
picture.
Well, there's our guest today is Arnold Schwarzenegger. And
hold on. It's falling. Oh, it's Hans.
It's Hans. All right, it's his agent again.
Hello. Now, voice in the tone, raus in action, you're such a stupid, but I'm not going to be talking to you from Maria. Yeah, yes, juicy. Okay, nine, talk your shirt, Beatlesen, schnell. That was Hans, he said hello, Don.
All right, well, pass my best on to Hans, and again, I guess...
Hello, Rob.
Hi, Arnold.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Fantastic. I was reading your books in the office.
Oh, great.
They make a lot of sense, huh?
Yes, I believe they do.
That's good. I hope you see collateral damage.
I think I shall.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to be here.
Who was it that was a Nazi in Arnold's family?
My father. My father was, a member of the party, and I don't avow anything he's done or said, but I still have some of the memorabilia that I keep in my special secret cellar. It's a big secret cellar. I keep the china and the silverware. That's good.
Okay.
So go see my movies, okay?
All right. And thank you for answering the questions from the tabloids wondering if your marriage was solid or not. We heard you on
the phone. Don't forget about my favorite body part.
What's that?
The ass.
We heard him on the phone with Maria Shriver. You heard him talk to her. They're two crazy school kids in love.
And I'd like to tell the Americans, especially in the presses, the newspapers, don't get all uptight about grabbing the crotch or the breast, because it doesn't mean you want to have intercourse, okay?
It just means you've done a good interview.
It means you're a nice guy. I like you. Especially if you're a girl. I'll grab your breast and squeeze and say, there you go. It's not like I'm trying to make juice come out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Simon. Take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
There he goes. You know, I've always enjoyed it when he talks to his agent, because you get the real Arnold there. But
I never heard him talk to Maria, though. I didn't know they do that baby talk.
The peach and the juice and
pomegranates.
Somebody tell me, there ain't a lot of juice in that peach.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
And, that plum is a prune.
And Buzz, what is the lead made-up story today?
Today, does American Airlines have something against security?
I don't know. Are they a sponsor? Before I answer that, are they a sponsor?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Okay, I'll say yes, they do.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. The Don and Mike Show.
That was very juicy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe
you. Yes, we are. Here you go.
The home of Mr. Joe Artinger. The Don and Mike Show.
Time now for Buzz News and Comment. Buzz's new show brought to you by the Hard Times Cafe. Great food, good people. Cheap prices. Get yourself the Hard Times for some soul-satisfying chili. A big old chili dog. Or a half-pound char-grilled burger. Check hardtimes.com for your neighborhood location. And this reminder that the Don and Mike Fighting Gutter Balls tonight, our bowling team, I don't know why, when we set out to bowl, we were going to go out and bowl every week against The regular, everyday,
sure,
working folks,
yes,
that make up our listening audience.
And then it became bigger than life.
And now I don't. Now it's like, you know what? We're the white guys who play against the Globetrotters.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The Washington Generals, right?
Right.
That's right.
That's who we are. Mm-hmm. Tonight, listen, it's gone from bowling against regular guys and girls who just want to get together and have some drinks
to pros.
Tonight we're bowling. We're going to be at Chelsea Piers, 7 o'clock.
Great.
We're going to be bowling a team called the Red Storm. Three professional bowlers and the national amateur champion.
Very good. Doesn't matter to me.
Why are we even bothering to show up?
Yeah.
I know
why I am.
Why?
Because Matt Stouts picked out two bars we're going to after bowling.
Yeah.
I think what I take away from this is how much Don knows about the Globetrotters.
Yeah.
This is the second day in a row he brought out really weird Globetrotter references.
You know, and a lot of it has to do with that. Well, I think about it when I think about Jason. Are you going to have Jason Williams in the news?
Coming right up.
Because I got some thoughts on the Globetrotters being involved in that as well.
This is a cool place, I'm told. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight, and I don't think we should focus on the bowling so much.
You're right. We'd like to meet as many of you guys as possible, and thank you for listening to the show. Go to stormbowling.com. See you at the piers.
Yeah.
The password is Mike will be drunk before we start.
Right.
Toodaloo ass.
Robbie.
There you go.
Whoa. Wow.
Focus on the brewery, not the bowling, Mike.
That's what I'll be doing. But I'm not a big brew drinker, though.
Me either. Just,
you know, the hard stuff.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Why waste time?
American Airlines is growing tired of air marshals taking high revenue seats on its planes, according to a marshal quoted in USA Today.
Oh, what silly asses they are.
This marshal and one other, who have to remain nameless for security reasons, say they've been refused seating near the cockpit by American employees. In fact, they say one employee identified them to other passengers, saying, "These marshals have been a nuisance all week." They say passengers were boarded before the marshals could
search
the jet.
They've been a nuisance all week.
I can't understand it.
They said they couldn't even search the jet without the passengers being boarded first. An employee insisted on an on-time departure.
Pretty hard to pat down a jet, too.
American says it challenges almost everything the marshals are saying. Two of the three planes hijacked on September 11th belonged to American.
You know, be careful what people claim. I'm all for security, and I believe in security and stuff like that. But
how did they selling that seat?
Didn't they say in the report, this is a higher revenue seat? Or a high revenue seat.
That's what the marshals say.
That doesn't sound like it would come out of somebody.
And that's one of the things the airlines deny.
Your average flight attendant would be probably saying, this is more, you know, price higher.
Government says there's two sides to every story.
Excuse me, why are you putting the marshal? I don't even know what accent I'm doing, but you don't try. Why are you putting the marshal in the seat of the first class?
You know, hijack his flight coach.
Put him back with the dogs.
There you go.
Near the bathroom, boy chick.
Have a good time.
Prosecutors say Sports Illustrated does not have all its facts straight, but the magazine says former NBA star Jason Williams seriously tampered with the crime scene after the shooting of a limo driver at his house last month.
Okay, this is, you know what? This is starting to be a little OJ-ish now.
Yes, it is, just a little. The magazine says witnesses saw Williams try to put the victim's palm and fingerprints on the gun, and the magazine says he changed his clothing.
It's the only difference between this and, you know, some of the other high-profile murder stories is, haven't they given a couple of guys immunity already? That were there, watched it happen. A
couple of the trotters, I understand.
I think so, yeah. I think Jason might be going away for a while.
The only thing the prosecutor has said the magazine got wrong, specifically, was the exact time of the 911 call.
No! Turn and kneel! Someone get turning you in here.
And this is the other development.
And the late Meadowlark Lemon.
Yeah, like you're using the Globetrotters from like 1973.
Come here and boom, help me put this gun in man's hand. Change his clothes. Oh my God. Turn it, Neil.
Four Globetrotters who were present that night have been placed on administrative leave and they've hired lawyers. Two of the Globetrotters have reportedly.
And give me the guys from the White Shadow.
Have agreed to testify for the prosecution.
Give me salami.
In exchange for immunity in the case.
And that was it. And Coolidge! And Thorpe! I could probably name all the guys on The White Shadow as well.
You love that show.
I did.
What was the name of the white guy that played the coach?
Ken Howard.
Right?
Ken Howard. His name on the show is Ken Reeves.
Illustrious career.
Ken Reeves,
he's on the Jill Hennessy show.
Is he on the Jill Hennessy show? Who's that?
Crossing Jordan.
Yeah, okay.
You were in love with her once.
I was in love with her, and then
faded
I
faded quickly.
Yeah, I never paid attention.
Gary Condit has been told to take a hike by his fellow Democrats in Northern California.
There you go, Sacramento.
There you go.
Nice job. to see him. Yeah, that saga's over. That dumbass.
As expected, the congressman lost the primary election yesterday in what was once known as
arrogant hump
Condit country. Condit, who has no vocation aside from politics.
Okay, hand the DL.
This is
Jason Williams. I just shot a man. I'm calling out right now from your 2002 Harlem Globetrotters.
Here we go.
Donnie Boys.
Are you reading the roster?
You got the lineup.
Chris Burton. Roy Byrd. Paul Gaffney.
None of the old guys, huh?
Ed Gray. Fez Hawkins. James Hodgkins. Matt Jackson.
Fez.
Hey.
Otis Key.
Right.
Curly Johnson. Elmer Martin. Chris Morris. Ronald Newberry. Ethan O'Brien, Okemi Ozio, Kareem Reed, Mike St. Julian.
Nobody likes a list more than Don.
Vern Verschner.
You got them all. What is this, a roster of 300? I'm curious.
Michael Wilson.
Oh, wow.
Known Sweet Lou Dunbar.
Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou Dunbar.
Sweet Lou. No Curly Neal.
Oh. Come here, help me, please.
No Metal Like Lemon.
Put the gun in the man's hand.
God damn, he's guilty.
Mrs. Gary Condit, meanwhile, is angry at the TV, specifically an episode of the NBC drama Law and Order that featured a story similar to the Gary Condit Chandra Levy mess.
Oh, too bad.
The episode ended with the discovery that the wife did the killing. The episode closely followed a scenario laid out in a tabloid report that the real Mrs. Condit called Chandra Levy shortly before the intern vanished. The show opened with a disclaimer that it was partly based on a true incident. She says she never called Chandra and she's thinking about suing.
Buzz, I mean, we got a call here from a guy saying he can clear up the revenue seating thing with the air marshals on the airplanes. Hello?
Hi, Radio Gods, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Okay, just so you know, when an airline employee flies on their discounted ticket, it's called a non-revenue ticket. Therefore, all the paying seats are revenue seats. Therefore, the story has credibility because it would be a high-revenue seat in first class.
Okay, so you're on the Marshall story. You think what the Marshall said is true?
Absolutely true.
Okay.
Interesting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, thanks.
Not prepared to argue.
No. Good tip.
Well, okay, I'm with you. All right, continue, please, Buzz.
All right, then. An editorial cartoon's been yanked off the New York Times.
Otherwise, I'm just going to keep reading the Globetrotters. I got the website up now.
That was a very, very legitimate call right there. It was not one bit of humor.
No, not
as the clown prince of the Harlem Globetrotters for 24 years, Meadowlark Lemon.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, there he is.
I got the
retired numbers. Wilt Stilt, number 13.
Well, what do you mean, Wilt?
Will Chamberlain was on the Globetrotter.
He was a Globetrotter?
Yeah. Sure.
How about Marcus Haynes? Is he
number 20.
All right.
Metal Lark Lemon, number 36.
One of the greats.
And Reese Tatum, number 50.
And did he get Curly Neal?
His number's not retired, though.
No. Oh, okay.
But his first name is Fred.
Fred Curly Neal.
Fred Curly Neal.
Right.
Three New York cops in the Abner Louima case are not off the hook yet.
You want an Aquaman?
I should be fine. They were convicted on federal charges of obstruction of justice after Louima was sodomized with a broom handle in a police station restroom. Last week, a lot of people were outraged when the convictions were thrown out. Now, the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office says the trio may face a trial on similar state charges. Broadcast executives make some strange calls. Take the suits at ABC Television, for instance. ABC's the network that has no problem with bare bottoms and breast profiles on NYPD Blue.
Right.
ABC had the controversial Victoria's Secret show, and it's ABC that proudly shows certain movies completely uncut. But when it showed the old James Bond movie Diamonds Are Forever the other night, it did so with digitally painted underwear on one of the
characters. I saw this woman's cleavage in the newspaper. She is hot.
Lana Wood.
She'd be like 70 now, but she's hot.
She played Plenty O'Toole, and in one scene...
Plenty O'Toole.
Her name was Lana Wood.
Right. Right. Natalie's sister, as a matter of fact.
Was it really Natalie's sister?
Natalie Wood's lesser-known little sister.
Plenty O'Toole.
She's gorgeous.
Wow.
In one scene, her back to the camera.
Gorgeous.
Here I go again.
Nude except for some beige panties. ABC changed the color of the panties to black and then
put
black bra straps onto her bare back. The movie's rated PG and was
released
in the 1970s.
You want to paint them black, just put them on a hot job.
Oh, no.
Doylestown, PA is where Daniel and his girlfriend pulled off the highway to have sex. On their way to Allentown, the Philadelphia couple selected an exit ramp and pulled into a stranger's driveway. And then they went at it in broad daylight, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, who's your daddy?
The neighbors saw this, and they were shocked at what was happening in the bright red Dodge Neon. Quoting the district attorney, it was not a real bright move given what was in the car.
What?
What was in the car, according to police? 2 pounds of marijuana.
There you go. See, your people.
And they say...
That's the kind of people that hump at 7 o'clock in the morning in the car.
Sure. Meant well.
The neon.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, though, really.
It's love.
They just pick a better spot, but they were probably too hot.
Yeah. Pick a better car.
They say the only certainties in life are death and taxes, and now Philadelphia's John April has both of them. John hit the jackpot at a $2 slot machine at Harrah's Atlantic City the day after Valentine's Day. The casino gave him $5,000 in cash and a $5,000 check. And then he died of a heart attack.
Oh.
His wife didn't even know about the jackpot until the hospital handed her the envelope.
I can't imagine why that would happen in Atlantic City with all those health food stores down there.
Well, that's when and where she found the W-2 form for the cash winnings, but there was no cash and there was no check. The money was gone. Police are now investigating an apparent theft. And
Mike?
John's widow has just found out that she has to pay.
Weren't you just in Atlantic City?
I was alone and I needed cash. And I had lost my ATM card.
And now she has to pay income tax.
He was still warm.
On the $10,000 that was won, and then lost, or perhaps stolen.
You know, when you die,
yeah,
something happens, because I was reaching in his pockets to get the change.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, you mean he'd...
I thought it was a roll of quarters.
Oh,
wow.
How embarrassing. Sorry.
Hold on, everybody.
One-armed bandit.
We got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is a perfect chance to get you kids some nice church shoes. What do we need church shoes for? Jesus wore sandals.
Well, maybe if he had better art support, they wouldn't have caught him.
Rich with the good taste of cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, kids, time for call number 100. 877-365-3636. Dial recklessly. Hey, Lisa, I was making notes for tomorrow's show. Come here. Don't we have the butterfly lady coming in tomorrow?
Butterfly lady, huh?
Sexpert.
Oh, we got another sexpert coming in?
She's flying in, right? And she's flying in just to be on the show? Hi.
Hi. Yeah, she's flying in from Texas or something like that. She developed the Venus butterfly technique.
Ah, beautiful.
Got your book here. Hold
have
on.
You been thumbing through the book?
I sure have.
Mm. Okay. Well, just nice picture. Oh, wow.
Is that a picture of the Venus butterfly being performed?
Yeah, I've got pictures of that.
Very explicit, very dirty.
And? Videos.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Nice.
All right. Well, here, write down for me so I prep it out what time she's coming in tomorrow.
Very good.
Buzz, let's go back to Buzz now. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. A Secret Service agent allegedly bit off part of a man's ear during a brawl outside a San Diego bar last month. The agent was part of the team that had been protecting Vice President Dick Cheney earlier in the day. Sure. Members of Cheney's Secret Service team earlier left a copy of his travel plans in a souvenir shop at the Olympics.
Here is a tape of the Secret Service agent who bit the man's ear off, incidentally.
Oh, everybody. You bitch. Come on, you bitch. You scared coward. You got man enough to f*** with me. You can't last 2 minutes in my world, bitch. Look at you scared now, you hoe. Scared like a little white f***. Scared of the real man. I'll f*** you till you love me, faggot.
There he is.
Wow. Secret Service man.
Now, as for the fighting Secret Service man, a sheriff spokesman says, and I quote, there was a lot of alcohol and testosterone flying.
Aye.
You could learn something here, Lisa.
Yeah.
Don's reading the book.
I think we all could.
But I think it's only for manual. I don't know about...
Make it want to be touched.
The book is the one-hour orgasm.
Right.
Yeah, it's girls doing stuff to guys.
Why do they have to have on the cover of the video? Why all these blurry kind of pictures? Why not more explicit?
Well, here in the book, you don't get too much more explicit than this.
Oh,
Mike.
Oh my God!
Take a look at that. What's going on there?
Yeah,
yeah, that's some good. Wow. That's some good action.
Hey, it's an Easter egg hunt.
That's the two-handed method. The two-handed method.
She found them.
Experiment by using both hands.
Very good.
Up and down, one hand above the other, as if you were holding a baseball bat.
Ah.
Allow your top hand to slip off the top. Without losing contact with your bottom hand.
And please remember, lots of oil.
As you feel his excitement build, change, lighten the pressure, or stop altogether. Experiment by altering the kind you're using faster, slower, firmer, lighter, shorter, longer, etc. Not to be confused with the temp. Normally they are very sensitive to pain, but at the high state of arousal he's attained with your help, they stop being sensitive to pain and become sensitive to pleasure.
Interesting.
Oh, really? Well,
We'll read more tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. She's coming in tomorrow.
I'll freshen up on my
yes, memory. Absolutely. That'll be a good show tomorrow.
That'd be lots of fun, real sexpert.
Yeah. And not that old hag. Who's the old bag we used to have on all
Laura?
The time?
Nora Hayden.
Nora Hayden.
There were two old bags we used to have on all the time.
Laura Korn.
Oh, yeah, Korn's a-coming.
You know, the day she blew it for me is when she came in here and she had a cold and she blew her nose and then put it in her bra.
Yeah. All right, well, let's...
That was my arousal.
Out with those old cows and we'll bring the new one in. Do we know if this one's a cow like the other two were?
I don't know.
Because the other two...
Maybe see if one of those books has a picture of the author.
There's no picture of the author, that's volume.
How many years did we have Nora Hayden on the show?
Like seven.
Okay, and as I recall, on the back of her book, the picture wasn't bad, right?
Yeah, because it was a picture taken from like the 1940s.
What about Korn?
Korn
had a pretty good picture, too.
And Korn, you know, although, you know, she's I don't want to say anything to offend her, but she's a little longer in the tooth than a lot of the experts.
Yeah.
She still manages to keep herself looking good.
Yeah, Korn had a picture where she looked a lot like Barbara Eden.
Yes, that was an old picture.
Right.
Yeah.
But when she laughs, it just, you know, takes it all out.
How long do we have her on for?
5 years.
Like four or five years, I think.
Yeah, I'm ready for a new one. I'm absolutely ready for a new one.
Someone who didn't vote for Truman?
Dr. Leah Schwartz.
Oh.
That's her name.
Very good.
Rob, I don't,
Rob,
I don't
just behave yourself.
I don't care if she's a Jew.
Rob, just behave yourself.
Come on.
Really, Rob. Just put it in your pants.
Okay, hi, Buzz. Sorry about that.
And Mike. Well, I had seven...
Trini, are you watching this? Yeah, I know. He's awful, isn't he?
Isn't he awful, Trini?
She sees
seriously, he ought to be reported to the authorities.
Mike, no picture to be found on the website.
Oh, dear.
Not a good sign.
Oh, man.
Hi. Use both hands.
At 17 years of age, unfortunately, some girls do become mothers. That's not the case, fortunately, with a 17-year-old girl in Sacramento who put her 2-year-old niece in a laundromat washing machine. Happened Thursday night last week at the ABC Wash Time on Del Paso Boulevard. When the attendant there in Sacramento saw what was happening, he pried the door open and unplugged the machine just as it was filling with water.
Jesus Christ.
The little girl was rescued, soaking wet and terrified, but other than a little bruise and a cut, she was okay.
She's dirty.
The 17-year-old aunt has not been charged with anything, but police say that could change.
Even your parents didn't do that to you guys when you were dirty? My mom would do that to me. Oh, well, you are a mess. When you've been outside playing with your friends, get in the washer.
Did we get a quote from the Sacramento dumbass?
Just that she says she didn't realize that the machine locked when she put in the money. She just, but now she knows.
Sure.
So next time.
I'll tell you, never bothered me and my brother.
Yeah, well, that's why you're all goofy like.
Yeah.
On one hand, the flight was going well, and they were all eager to get on with their vacations in Cuba. On the other hand, a lot of the Italian passengers on a chartered plane had seen flames shooting out of one of the engines during takeoff. The pilot told them everything was fine, that there were no flames, and that the smoke was normal. So they held a vote. And overwhelmingly, the 250 passengers decided to return to Italy. The pilot followed the majority rule and turned the plane around for a safe landing.
That's what you want.
Hi, everybody. It's me. It's Captain Dumbass. The plane's on fire. I'd like a vote right now. Would you like to continue or would you like to go back to Italy?
Hey, we take a vote. Are you turning the plane around? Go back to Italy, dumbass.
All right. We're going back. Thank you for flying Dumbass Air.
Thank you. You with the biggest stripe on your shoulder. You don't do that. Hey, wait. Get the plane on fire.
In sports, Joe Kerrigan says he's not surprised he's out as manager of the Boston Red Sox. In fact, he says he got 4 days' notice.
Bye-bye.
When the new owners met the players on Friday, he says they thanked him in private for the way he ran spring training camp.
Did a good job, but it's time to go. Time for some new blood. New manager coming up in just about a week or so.
And finally.
New.
Yeah, like it's going to matter.
Even now, Marvin Frank says safety is always top priority when he does his job as a school bus driver in Calgary, Ontario, Canada. Tell that to the girl who called 911 from Marvin's bus on the trip home Friday. The girl told police that she and the other students smelled something funny when she boarded the bus. He had a woman who wasn't usually there in the seat behind him. Police say Marvin's blood alcohol level was 3 times the legal limit.
Where's your stop?
He says, no, safety first. He says he only smelled of booze because he was hungover. He says he'd only had 2 beers before picking up the kids.
Hair of the dog.
Quoting Marvin, if you had these kids on your bus, you'd drink too.
Okay, we're going home now, kids.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We do have to go. Tomorrow we'll have a brand new episode for you. We're going to try to play what you got up there, but we've really not talked about it enough, so we may end up playing another game. Either way, we're giving away $1,000 on the show tomorrow, courtesy of the Dish Network. System Mike and I are going to get Dish Network's digital home plan, 165 digital static free channels for 3 months, free installation, 800-333-DISH. Plus tomorrow, the sexpert with the dirty pictures of the book, she's coming in.
Very good.
I promise we're going to get to the rest of the transsexual mailbag tomorrow. You will find out if the patient lives or dies.
Very good.
Also tomorrow on the show, the lap dance live on the air for the guy in the asthma ward of the hospital.
Yeah. Excellent.
That's going to be about 1 o'clock on the show.
All right.
Right, so we've got it set up for 1, Lisa. Beautiful. All of that coming on tomorrow's episode. That's it. We got to go. Owen will have a recap of bowling. See you tonight at Chelsea Piers, 7 o'clock, as we bowl against professional bowlers. Again, why, I don't know.
And I want to say thank you to Timothy Stickney from One Life to Live for having us out to his Shakespeare play last night, Othello. It was a cultural experience for all of us dumbasses.
From One Life to Live, see Timothy Stickney and Othello at the Pantheon Theater now through the 16th. Go to www.performerweb.com/Othello for information.
Thanks, Tim.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You guys are a bunch of compulsive liars. Opie and Anthony are the best. You're a bunch of bitches.
Well, hit the delay.
No need to hit the delay.
Well, I mean, that's fine. Okay.
You guys are compulsive liars and backstabbers. You'll never make it in Philly or New York. You guys have been on forever in New York. You still suck your
life. Bye, douche, Ben. Bye, douche.
Thank you.
Listen, that was the whole thing. We're not going to delete out any crap. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm Kyle.
There you go. What's your name, my friend?
Ben.
Hello. Who is this? Who is this?
This is Ben. I'm Kyle.
Right. You've won the American 2 prize pack. Oh, you're going to enjoy the unrated version of American Pie 2 on pay-per-view on Comcast In Demand and Cox Cable. And you've won 25 condoms from Durex Condoms. There's sex, and then there's Durex sex. Thank you, my friend. And thanks for listening. See everybody at bowling tonight.
Yeah.
And back with a new episode tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
I already have.
I don't know why I'm going to keep asking you, can you? I know you can. I got to come up with a new one.
Right.
I know you can't be kind. Rob, throw your hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. See you tomorrow.
Toodaloo.
Hold on a second. I got to say it again.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you soon.
This is the Don and Mike Show.